For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
And welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Smarts. We have an action-packed studio. Very excited. Join us in studio is one of our BFFs. We love him to death. He's got a new podcast coming out on all things comedy. Please welcome Steve Renazzisi.
Yes. Thank you for having
Steve,
me
Steve, what's
again.
The name of your podcast?
Hear Me This Book with Steve Renazzisi. It launches today on all
Hear
things comedy.
Hear Me This Book?
Yes. I don't read books.
Yes.
But everyone has their book that they've read that they think that you should have read. So I'll have people on, tell me about the book. We don't have to talk about the book. We use it as a jumping off point. We talk.
That's a Why'd great idea that? For a podcast.
It started on Bert's podcast. Me and Ari were talking about it, and then we just did an impromptu one. Ari did this book, The Road.
I heard that. Ari was so good at telling the story, I went and watched the movie like later because I was captivated.
He wasn't good enough for you to go back and read the book, though.
No, because that's the point of your podcast. It worked, though.
Thing.
I was like, I feel like I read the book, now I got to see the movie.
I've done, And then
but
that,
not read the book.
Yes.
See the movie, but not read the
book.
Yeah,
but that's the point. I loved it.
But so that'll be the first one that came out today. And then next week's guest is Mark Duplass.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice.
Awesome.
Oh,
so are you going to get authors?
Author,
are you going intellectual on
No, but he does The Notebook, which is very funny because it's a sort
of,
you know.
Is he an actor? I mean, I'm not familiar with
Mark's
him.
He plays Pete on The League. And
oh,
he does
so
togetherness.
You know
and,
who
yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great. Dude, that's a great idea for a podcast.
Yeah, conversation.
I always have conversations with people who start podcasts. Like my buddy who sent me, he goes, what should I do? And I go, what are you passionate about? And he's just bringing up stuff. It's like, no, dude. You got to have something that a group of people want to discuss and hear on a weekly basis that you're going to be able to do 100 episodes from now.
Yeah, and it doesn't. Yes, and hopefully when it gets going, I could have, like, you know, a professor
author.
On that knows about the science fiction that does a book about.
Maybe
you know,
the guy that wrote the Bible.
You know what?
Classic book.
No one, you know, I was going to have my brother do the Bible. He's a priest, but the guy who wrote it's probably
really?
A better idea. Yeah.
Your brother's a priest?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Roman Catholic priest, bro.
Really?
For like eight years now? Seven
so
years?
So what? Hold on. 8 years? What did he do before? Just coke and hookers?
No.
And
he's been straight-laced since we were 10 years old.
Does he think you're the Antichrist?
No. He loves it. Yeah.
And then he's a bad judge.
His favorite
character.
Comedian's Bill Burr. Favorite by
oh,
far
wow.
more than anyone in
Where
the world
does he live?
Even you
and he has
New
all
York.
That like anti-god
way
stuff.
More than me yeah
wow
yeah
way more
way
well
more
that's great man so when's the first episode out
so it drops today well Boom. Today being Tuesday it'll come out every Tuesday
dude that's a great idea for a podcast
it's been
great
fun
idea.
Doing them so far and so, I'd love to have all of you on if
dude,
you have a book that you are passionate
even
if it's like
books
yeah
I've read a bunch of books I would love to come on, and I'll think about what book I want to
Yeah, with. It's cool to think about, oh, I want to talk. It's like almost like your favorite album.
Yes,
you know?
Right.
Yes. I got a couple. I'm just trying to think of. Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's do a quick check-in with our boy, Jason Tebow. How are you, buddy?
Man.
I mean, good as I can be. Good as I can be. That was about
what
as brutal
mean?
Of a...
I mean, with oof. You, that could be pretty bad.
I didn't want to text you. I felt like yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people hit me up. I appreciate everybody that... texted me pretty, you know, I turned my phone off at 3. So all day all my buddies back home and everything, and I'm like, everybody call me before 3.
You got it. You bunkered down.
I just want to watch the game. Otherwise, it's first, every time there's a first down, my phone vibrates 70 times. You know? I actually wanted to watch the game and not just like, yep, first down, what a catch. You know?
Yeah.
So I just turned it off, and then I just didn't turn it back on till yesterday. I was like, nope. No. We're up 28-3 and getting the ball.
How hard were you? Were you just
and that's middle
hard.
Of the third quarter, right? That's middle of the third
yep,
quarter.
Yep, because a couple punts back and forth.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not enough yet.
No, I you were right. Yeah. You had the feeling.
Yep.
But so at no point were you ever confident? Like,
I was
like,
very
we got
happy
thing?
At halftime.
You were very happy at halftime.
I was like, this couldn't be going better, but I am not gonna fuck. I know how this goes.
Wait, they didn't score any points in the whole second half? Not, I knew the fourth quarter, but not the whole second
we'll
half?
We'll get in all yep. that. I remember them being, it was actually, I think, 28-3 with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Because I turned to my Dana's brother-in-law and I go, they have to score here or else it's over. And then they just went down. You're like, okay, something's happening here. And I mean, did anyone lose more credibility than Shanahan in that? What is it with Belichick and these mind games he plays on people that gets the other team to pass the ball when running the ball is the way to end the whole thing and win the game?
New York Giants football. Pass it to, what's his name, Otis Anderson, whoever that guy was, and just Joe Morris, and just get the lead and run the clock out 3 yards at a time, 3 yards at a time.
Yeah.
Run the clock.
Get two first downs every single drive.
In that third and one, and really, it's like, if it's such a super close game, everyone's going to go, what's the one moment where I can say somebody fucked this up? It's a close. I mean, you could say that. What about the two-point conversions? I mean, there's a lot of things that went wrong, so it's easy to go, Shanahan is. Without Shanahan, I mean, we're not even in the game.
Shanahan,
we're not even in the Super
Shanahan,
Bowl.
Well, he didn't get it. Well, he did, sort of. Yeah, they were in field goal range, and then he called that.
That 3-1 in a pass is just, you're just overthinking it. Well, that's my opinion.
But can I say, I mean, I don't know, switch topics, but what do you feel about your new offensive coordinator as of today?
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I just didn't want Chip Kelly. That was the number one rumor. Mm-hmm. That was the number one rumor going around, and I was like, oh, that's the only thing that
sober
can make this
Sarkisian?
Bad for me.
Yeah.
Going to Chocolate City?
Coaching one game with Alabama, the national championship game, losing.
Do you think the Atlanta Falcons are allowed at any of the strip bars after that choke job? I mean, the amount of money those black strippers lost by not winning that game, how do you dance? How do you make it rain when you're down?
Can I say something?
You lost 28-3.
They may be very happy because all the money that was spent in the first half, people were probably going nuts, just going, this is the end of it. Spend it all and the winnings, all the winnings.
Who watches a Super Bowl at a strip club?
Plenty of people.
A lot of people.
Really?
Dude.
Plenty of people.
It's huge in Vegas.
Yeah.
People go to a strip bar, they play the game, you get grinded on by the illiterate hot chick.
By the way, I've heard allegedly.
Leaving your wife for?
They're filled on regular Sundays.
Right?
Yeah, so you think like the biggest Sunday of all,
dude, that I believe.
Jam packed? People are fucking in the back room, dude.
Especially during this game?
Yeah. People are fucking.
Halfway through the second quarter, there were babies being birthed.
I had that feeling, and I tell you when I knew it was over was when we lost that coin toss in overtime.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that defense is young, you know, like I think 8 starters under 26, 3 rookies, and they just got dealt with. They just got knocked down on that tying drive and in the 2-point conversion, and they were on the field for 6 straight minutes, and now you're like, hey, you guys got to go right back out there
now. Back out there.
And if we would have won that coin toss, our offense, I'm very confident, would have at least got a field goal, if not marched right down and done the same thing they did and win the game. But rested offense, stayed on the fucking field.
Yeah.
And a banged up, kind of shell-shocked defense had to come back out and stop Tom Brady in overtime of the Super Bowl. I was like,
they dropped two Tom Brady interceptions. If they catch two, I can't remember the two plays, but they were
well, there was that one crazy catch.
If they catch that, those balls, earlier on, they're not putting themselves in that position at the end of the
game. And if we don't even deflect that ball, that crazy ball that he caught, it was well overthrown. Yeah. That was not going to be anywhere in the wheelhouse of Edelman catching that. And then he deflects it up, and three people die for it. Even if he doesn't deflect that pass.
Yep.
It's way overthrown.
Strange and mysterious ways, huh?
Well, it's worked against them before.
Yeah, but dude,
when caught
that ball
off his helmet,
hits his leg, I'm just like, holy shit, dude.
that was a more a big momentum swing too. When I saw that, I was like, uh-oh, some mojo's happening. And I feel like Atlanta was on such a good run for so long, not just in that game, I mean in the last 12 weeks or something, that at halftime, we saw it come to an end.
Yeah.
At halftime, it ran out with two quarters left in the football season.
Yep.
They petered.
I said it. I wanted Atlanta. I wanted Tebow to experience the greatest time of his life, the Cubs, Falcons winning it. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand what that means.
That's a big, like, not trifecta, whatever the double
that
is.
Would, yeah. I would have nothing. I couldn't come. I wouldn't be able to bitch about sports for a very, very, maybe the rest of my life. The next 7 years.
You know? I mean, like, just amazing. It would have been amazing. But I said it. Atlanta occasionally has a stinker. And you've seen it during the season where they lose to a team. You're like, how does Atlanta lose to that team? Something always goes weird. Like Seattle, mm-hmm. the kick. It doesn't go. It gets blocked. It's not held right. It's like, that's that team. I don't know if this is one of those losses that stays with you, like that fucks a team up moving forward.
But people have said They bucked the trend twice in the playoffs, and people thought they could do it again this time, and that they had halfway during the first quarter up until the halftime.
It was awesome.
But the question is, is there blame to be laid down on anyone's in particular's feet? Is it Kyle Shanahan that goes, you know what? This one. I should have done this or this or this or called this or this or this.
I don't think so. In a game that's that close, I mean, you know, if there's five or six of those moments where you're like, man, you just got out-schemed. In a game that's that close, I mean.
Because they played it right. If you're Atlanta, you don't want it to be a close game. I said last week, I go, if it's within 7 points at any point in the second half, they're going to win. New England's going to win.
Even eight.
They, you know, and it wasn't.
When they got that two-point conversion, I'm like, this is a one-score game with 7 minutes left or 6 minutes left. Or
but if they kick that field goal, they stay in field goal position before that. You have to touch down the two-point conversion and get an onside kick.
Here's what I don't get. When you're passing that ball on third and one, three things can go wrong. Sack, fumble, interception. Four things, or incomplete pass, which stops the clock. One thing can go right. You complete a pass. If you run that ball, really only one thing. What is
fumble?
It? Fourth and two? Yeah, but a fumble's not as likely. And this isn't a team that had a lot of fumble problems.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth and three, worst case scenario, and the clock's still running. You know? Or you get the 1 yard. But worst case scenario, which is they shut that play down.
Everyone does that play call in the Super Bowl. They think that they go, okay, you have to run the ball. That's a smart move. I'm going to outthink them. You know, Pete Carroll thought he could outthink the Patriots.
He got Jedi mind tricked, dude.
And so did
Shanahan. They never ran that play in Seattle against the Patriots. Never ran that play once.
In the season.
During the season.
But everyone thinks they want to get like crazy, pull out all the stops at the Super Bowl.
The Patriots had the worst goal line defense in the NFL. The only way that the Patriots win that game is to somehow get Seattle to pass the ball and to get there. They give them a formation and they voodoo Pete Carroll. He changes the play. He plays. And, dude, it's like that's what the Patriots did. They're down 28-3. I don't know how they do it, but they somehow get Shanahan to decide to pass the ball. When they could have ran it down their throats, regardless of
minus one or two big plays, we weren't really running super great. And keep in mind, our center had a broken leg.
Yeah.
And our offensive tackle, we just lost for the rest of the game. So maybe that factors in. Maybe we can't get a good push the
whole
second
call,
half.
Though, on Jake Matthews was big. There were a couple bad calls
that didn't go our way. Three, in just that one drive alone, and that pass interference.
He's a franchise lineman. Franchise linemen cannot make holding calls that bring back first downs.
That pass interference in the end zone where you're like, yeah, sure, I guess you could call that. I mean, it's a linebacker and a tight end jumping.
They were so on their heels, it's almost like they didn't even know if it was pass interference or not. They were it's almost, you know, like they were just getting pummeled at that point. They go back and look. No, before you know it, Brady's at the line of scrimmage at the one.
They got four calls in one drive where I was like, man, And a lot of things going their way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things. It's almost like somebody wants somebody to win this. You know? Trump leaves at halftime and then makes some calls. Next thing you know, who knows? I don't know. I know it was painful.
That's dark theory, man.
I know it was painful.
That is a dark
It is.
Theory.
Well, let your pain out, however it manifests itself, even if it's in crazy conspiracy
What are you
theories.
Working on?
I'm trying to get this
He doesn't want me to see his messages coming in. Is what
Five people
I think
in this room to Google things,
on.
And Tripoli's on three devices.
No, I think he doesn't want me to see his text.
No,
doesn't that
not
make
true
sense?
True at all. It's a long... Anyways.
Is that a phone or is that a pad?
That's an iPad.
Just an iPad.
It's almost from a different time, right?
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you were on an iPad?
Dude, I have... Well,
I promise
my kids
I won't
are.
Read anything.
We have an iPad 1 that's got holes in the screen, but we still use it. The wow. kids, like, their fingers get ripped up. That's
I
the one you got.
I have a 2-year-old
Is that
niece
how they
who
learn
knows
about
how to
life?
Work it.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing shiny comes straight down the pocket. You got to get some dents and some shit.
Ah, back in my day!
Yeah!
We colored all the lines!
Fuck that.
No, gift wrapped a stick. Hey, man, that's a sword, a gun, whatever, baseball bat, whatever you want it to be, yeah. kid. Love
so
your,
you're cool
love
with
your
Sarkeesian.
I mean, I think it's going to be pretty much a very similar playbook to what we had, and they're not going to change a whole hell of a lot. I think he's going to come in, they're going to go, here's what we've been doing that works. It's going to be Matt Ryan for the most part.
Yeah, he's going to be there for another, what, 4 or 5 years?
Who, Ryan?
Give him more money. They'll give him more money, he'll stay. And, yeah, I mean, you got some holes to fix. I think you have a good shot of, like, you know, doing
not a
well
lot. We're not losing a lot. We're not losing a lot. We pretty much have virtually no free agents. I mean, Jacob Tammy, a lineman here and there, but no big marquee free agents we're going to lose. So we get the draft. We get free agency. That defense is young as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And all this without Desmond Trufant, who's top 2, maybe 3 corners in the NFL. We lost him week 9.
Yep.
He hasn't been there all season. So these corners that are, I mean, this Brian Poole kid who got all those holdings and shit, he wasn't even drafted in the NFL.
Yeah, it's good
you
to
know?
Be.
So you got a rookie guys, that's in a Super Bowl, that like, didn't even get drafted. Now he's trying to stop Tom Brady. And he did a good job, but, you know, it would have been nice to have your best defensive player in the Super Bowl.
Is that
I just
the
wonder
greatest
at
all-
the strip bars how hard it was to get strippers to go to the stage when the Patriots are coming back. Can I get anybody to the main stage?
Yeah.
Shenanda! Shenanda! To the main! Shaniqua! Quifa!
LaFonza!
LaFonza! Someone get that black ass to the main stage!
Other ethnic stereotypical name.
White chick who thinks she's black.
Yeah.
Shampoo! Where are you?
Always heavy. Get to the stage.
Do you ever go, I know Al Magical is just in beating me down mentally. But, man, I follow so many black strippers on Instagram,
God,
and it's unbelievable. Dude, Instagram Live just lets you know how messy strippers' locker rooms
what
are.
What a different life you get to live than me and Al Madrigal, that we have to sit there at kids' softball games and stuff and scroll around, and Tripoli just throws up 3 black strippers who are just twerking at a rhythm that is uncomprehensible. With money just floating around it. And your captions are always great. They're always like, hey, get out and make it today. These chicks are. So I'm like, whatever.
It's all about being
It's motivationally positive.
Yeah.
So it's not like, look at these filthy pigs. It's always like, I can show my wife, like, babe, it's kind of like, it's a positive sort of message he's throwing out there in a very roundabout
yes.
way.
Thank you. Why, Steve, why can't you run everything?
I don't run anything.
So
I can't run my life.
Yeah. I like how, like, right before the show, too, Magical's like, listen, guys, I'm trying to make you guys money.
Yeah,
here.
But you can't
be talking about fucking the entire show, and you're killing me here.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's bring it down. And then we're like, how about the Super Bowl at a strip club where you're getting your dick sucked?
And right away, I don't know if you heard, I was like, is Tom Brady the greatest of all time? And Sam's like, but these chicks are just not getting the attention they deserve. They're at the strip club. They signed up to work on Sunday. They know it's a big money day. And they're getting fucked in the end.
I'm begging you.
Now he's
just
got
help.
5 Super Bowl rings.
Help me
he
make
lost
money.
Twice, but only to the same team. It could be. These bitches are trying to
help
put
me.
Up
Does
numbers.
Does anyone go on Barstool Sports? Anybody ever been on that channel?
No.
That website? That's the website that put out Tom Brady's kid running around naked with his bazooka out. The guy who's got everything. The kid who has everything. You just found out he has everything.
Yeah.
And they put that out. Dude. It's just like, that's why ESPN is dying. They're dying. Nobody's watching them.
I think they're doing something now where they're having regular hosts do the sports centers. Like, Jamel and what's his name?
My favorite part is how they're pushing out all the old guys and they're trying to convince us it's ceremonial. Yeah. They're like, Bob, we can't. Man, Brent Musburger's leaving. So sad. As they got a
just
shoving him out the door.
Dude, you think it's bad for them? The women, they don't even open the door. They just throw them through it.
Yeah.
What's that? Pam Oliver just got thrown out of the door. And what's her name came right in.
Well, what they've done is that they have to have. It's actually
Berman's had done it at
I love how they made it seem like he wanted to go to what you knew that
him.
Guy.
Nobody announces 3 games left. Oh, this is my like they would have given him a full year had he come to them.
If he
like,
really wanted, they're like, you gots to go. Because people bitch about him on Twitter and on the social media, but it's like everybody that's the whole thing.
But when does that why does that count?
Well, does it?
Why does people bitching on Twitter count?
Like when you do a comedy club, right? The comment cards are the dumbest fucking thing in the world. Because nobody, you'll get like, I love the headliner once in a while. But for the most part, when somebody likes a comic, they walk up to him after the show, love the show, leave. They don't write the greatest thing ever. It's only the assholes who they write anonymously who they are. This guy's a fucking dickhead fuckface.
Yeah.
I'll go in the back, read all the comics. This guy go. This has got to go. No need to see this shit. And the staff will be like, go take our comic cards. Like, I gotta pay bills.
You need those phone numbers.
I gotta pay bills.
I'll rip the numbers off. I'll take the comment
part. Bills, homeboy.
Fuck. I just write a bunch of them myself. I just sit before the show and I just fill out 90 fucking comment cards. I'm critical of myself.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm mostly ripping myself apart. Now that I think about it, it's never really worked out good.
Never worked out in the positive.
I'm like, this guy's a faggot.
It was in Houston. Oh, that's a great city to be in, too.
Yep.
Houston's fun. I would love, how many fucking. Just thinking about 18 years, how good high school sports is going to be in Houston with all those babies being left behind by all those pro athletes. Everybody just dropping
seeds everywhere.
Yeah, seeds everywhere.
San Francisco,
like Phoenix,
last
Arizona
year.
Has like they'll have like college championship, world, Super Bowl, college football championship. They'll have All Star game like all in 1 year. So it's just going to be like CP4 passes to like you know like
yeah. But they also post up at ASU and Arizona. University of Arizona for they get comfortable there, no state tax, and then also
where's your favorite city to gig in?
Oof, I'm going there this weekend, Denver.
Denver's your favorite comedy work?
Yeah.
I've never played that gig.
It's
I hear it's the best.
It really you can't really build a better room for comedy, I don't think. I mean, all the rooms that we've all performed in have been great. OR's great. La Jolla.
Are you at the store a lot? I never see you there.
I'm there, but I'm up. He usually gives me like before 10 o'clock.
He's got the good times. Like 9.
It's like you got to, you know.
I don't show up till 1:50.
Yeah, if you're between like, you know, Al and Bill Burr, you got to like also then just bring it every time.
That dude, I say the first 2 hours, it's no fuck around.
Yeah, it's tough.
But you don't want to go. That 11 to about 11:45, in my opinion, is the sweet spot because they're still interested. But
you can work on fuck
shit.
Around. Yeah, but I've been on the road the last 3 weekends, and I'm gone the next 2 weekends in a row. So when I do that, I only call in for like 1 day a week. So like tonight, I'm going there
just
Tuesday.
To dip your toe in.
Yeah, because it's like
and you're doing the birthday party.
Sammy Shore's birthday party tonight. His 90th.
Do you think Sammy Shore knows anybody on his birthday party show?
Who knows? And Rick Ingram? Show up, maybe. He might know Ingram, yeah. I did that Pauly Shore thing with him. he was on that show. Maybe like what's
did
his name?
He gave birth.
I'm gonna
to
say
me,
something
bro.
Right
Schuster,
now.
Maybe
and people go. I've seen Pauly 3 times in a row lately. He's destroyed. I mean, not just gotten like. I mean, like, got like huge. You're like, holy fuck! Because I don't know if he's zoned into something or he's just Pauly being Pauly, but. Man, he's killed the last 3 times. Like,
really?
Killed.
Dude, because people relate because I went through, like, the ups and the downs,
and
bro.
It's funny shit. Like, him talking about letting a dude suck his dick, and then he's like, he's just worried he might like it. And then he's like, now what? It's like, dude, he did the naughty show. He's like, can I go up? I'm like, yeah. Walked out. They went crazy. And then he crushed.
Really?
Crushed for 15 minutes.
Dude, it's my target audience, bro. They all used to do, like... adult films, bro. And then it's like da 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 da.
Where are you going to be, Steve?
I was in Hollywood, Florida last weekend. They're shutting that room down for a little bit. Paulie was there this past weekend, so it's now
the Improv.
Yeah, they're
Hollywood, Florida. No, this weekend, not Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
That is one of the only rooms I've ever bombed in. I have one night I bombed there, and it was a late show Friday, and Jeff Keith decided to do. He's supposed to do 20. He did almost 40 as my feature.
Oh, man.
And Jeff Keith is the king of the, how much time am I doing? Like, you know how long you're doing. You know what's the difference between 20 and 40.
You're tripling 30 here.
So I had the opener do 15. I had a guest spot do 10.
Oh, my no, feature you're going does on like 2 40. Hours after.
You know when I went up? Check drop. Oh. I'm walking up to checks. Literally the worst part of the show.
Yeah.
Bombed. I'm like.
Would you do an hour?
10 minutes.
Would you do an hour or 45 minutes?
I did like, can I go home now? Can I get off stage? And suicide.
It's better than our West Palm trip. Remember that one? I was in West Palm the night before.
Oh, yeah.
God almighty. That West Palm, me, you, and Mike Young.
Mike Young gets his ass beat.
At that bar.
And then steals my girl the next night. The guy's got his face looks like Rocky at 10th round. And this chick jumps on his dick and fucking leaves me. I'm like, what the fuck? And then
he
I had
needed
to
it. But you did good cop, bad. We did a good cop, bad cop. That girl that knew about it.
You remember that, dude? Yeah. We investigated?
Yeah, we were like, hey.
So here's the story. Mike Young used to put these Young American tours together.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me and Steve to do it. So it was me, Steve, Mike Young. I was closing the show.
We're in West Palm, right?
We're in West Palm. Now, people think my act is crazy now. Back then, I was still doing this, but it was a different. There was no South Park. The internet wasn't what it was. We were watching weird shit, you know, Tosh.0.
This is like 12 years ago.
Yeah, so it's like a different time.
Yeah.
So I'm doing weird.
What Sam's trying to get to say is he's still very shocking to people when he gets on stage.
Back then. Yeah. Now people it's are, not even close because it's like, you know, the comedy's progressed.
Yeah, people understand.
People caught off to me. Like, you're dirty.
This is third year into the Bush administration. Yeah. People are shut down.
Like, you got this great bit about Pornhub and all that stuff. Like, 13 years ago, you weren't doing that shit. I was the only one doing that shit. Yeah. People were like, Satan, right? Yeah. Now it's more acceptable.
People understand,
are more
honest. Everyone knows what Pornhub is now. Yeah, it's more of a social thing. Yeah.
It wasn't
like
my
one guy on the sub-internet.
And a bunch of creepy fucks in a basement we're hanging out on. But, so the three of us go. We're all doing 30 minutes. Because at that time, I mean, 12 years ago, I could do an hour, but it wasn't a quality hour. It was just like, I'm going to tell you everything I ever wrote in my life.
Here
you know
go.
What I'm saying? So we go out there, and Mike Young is such a fucking murderer with women. During the day, we're just walking around, and he just sees this girl sitting.
While Sam and I are, like, eating a sandwich, and the time it takes two adult men to order a sandwich, figure out what they want.
Which for you is a long time.
You know what? I only got one sandwich that day.
So he just sees this girl sitting down, this gorgeous Florida chick, just picks her up right there, invites her to the show. She comes to the show, hangs out with us all night.
By herself, though. Very weird. Any girl that comes by herself.
100%.
That's what we sniffed out later on as the what we should have picked up on
so
before that.
So we're just hanging out, and I'm dancing with this chick, and all of a sudden you're, I look up, fucking Mike Young's face is bleeding.
Exploded.
Right?
Jesus.
So I'm like, what the fuck? So I run this way. The guy that beat him runs this way, thank God, because I would have probably got my ass kicked too. Even though I act like I'm a tough guy.
Don't shoot!
He runs that way. I run out. He's like, what the fuck happened? He goes, this dude just jumped me. So I run out. Everyone's acting like they don't know what's going on. I'm like, something just happened here. So we start talking to chick. We bring him to the hospital. Chick comes. Steve and I are like, I bet you this bitch knows this dude. Cause that's
there's no way. Why would you not have a girlfriend? Or even if it was like you were with a boyfriend, you
would
bring
your
boyfriend.
But why would a guy just walk up and just start dropping haymakers on you?
He apparently jumped on top of, like, we were sitting in a booth. He, like, jumped on Mike Young. Like, so his arms were, like, pinned down. And he just, like, you know, full mount, just started ripping him.
So we press her, we press her, we press her, we press her, we press her.
Sam's giving her the don't give me the babe of the woods routine, sweetheart. Don't tell me why you're coming to this thing by yourself. I know what's going on here. You got a boyfriend or someone? Someone's upset you're here?
I go in first 48 cross-examination.
By the way, he's like, someone else is upset you're here? You got a dad that's upset? How old are you? And I'm like, do you want some water? You want a glass of water?
We know something's going on.
Yeah.
Dude just doesn't show up. Who is he? Is he your boyfriend? We used to do.
Yeah,
boom.
But we needed Sam on that wall because he got it out of her. There's this guy. When did you break up? You broke up? When? 2 weeks ago. Oh, 2 weeks ago. You think he's fine with that? He's not. My friend's in the fucking hospital right now because he's not fine with it.
How did he know where she was and what she was doing?
Because someone at the club called her.
Said, hey, your girl's here with some guy.
This is not Mike Young's fault. This guy's not.
No, that's the whole point.
Not at all.
He's mad at Mike Young. It's like, yeah. Mike Young doesn't know who this chick is.
But it's Florida. Remember that. That's where we are.
Right. Yes. I forgot where you were.
Come on.
This
be real.
Is crazy.
Dude, so then she
you mean
gets
that
crazy.
Rational Floridian that walks around?
Mike Young calls his family.
Yeah, it was bad.
And they come in, and that's where shit gets. Like, they're, like, in construction
something.
And shit. So, you know.
In Detroit.
They're Detroit construction. So that's shady.
People show up. Yeah. Next thing you know, like, we're getting phone calls later on. Like, do you want to testify? Do you want to fly back down there? Mike's like, we can make a gig out of it again. I was like, I'm good with the gigs. Can I just do it over the phone? I think I have a little PTSD from this whole thing. I'm afraid to talk to anyone on the road now. I just keep my mouth shut. I do the gig. That's it.
So the guy went to jail, paid a bunch of money out. Just fucking idiot. And then Mike Young next day steals my chick. Just beat up, fucking elephant man looking
face.
How can
he even kiss or anything?
Girls love that
They
shit.
Made his nose even nicer than it was before now.
Yeah.
It looks even better
He actually
now.
Came out better looking for
Yeah,
that.
They asked for the Russell Crowe face or something.
Do you like Tampa?
I've never been.
You never done Stamp in Tampa?
No.
Oh, it's my favorite city to hang out.
Really?
I love it. But probably I go there for different reasons.
He likes trash.
I love just shadiness, dude.
All I've ever heard about Tampa is, like, I drove through it one time, and it just is like your Bubba the Love Sponge. Like, and I love Bubba, but it's like trash. Hulk Hogan.
It's blue-collar Vegas.
Guy Fieri live there. Like, I figure, like, Guy Fieri lives there.
Yeah.
No one has any sleeves. Ronnie the limo driver goes down there. Like, that's what I picture. You know, like
I remember the book I want to do, Confederacy of Dunces.
Jesus, all right.
Wow. Write that. You're so happy.
I had to remember it. Confederacy of Dunces.
God
Somebody
damn.
Write that down. You like how he looked at you? Like, can you get that?
Somebody write that down. I totally want to do that, dude. That was crazy, dude. So, Teep, I got to tell you, I was kind of I was in love. I'm not in love. I was just so happy that people were concerned about your health. And your wealth and your well-being.
So many people told us to make sure you were alive. But your phone was off.
I said if we won this game, I was going to kill myself live on the
everyone.
Show today. But you know what? I still may do it. Good news, bad news. I don't have to kill myself live on the show. Good news, still may happen.
Cool.
I don't want that.
Dude, think about the numbers you'd get, though. They're like, guy dies.
And that would help
my
podcast, too.
I don't want blood on this colored shirt.
Buddy dies while his other
Just
buddy's on his phone.
First.
Take the shirt off. We
what
want
size
blood
is that?
In the
is
pool.
That a medium?
Does this look like blood
it's
in the
pool?
It's
a youth medium.
It's a youth medium.
My oldest will fit into that.
Absolutely. We can get both of them in this.
Who do you see next year? How do you feel? Like, do you see you guys going back? Now, Eric Berry is going to be a free agent, right?
Yeah, from Kansas City.
He could fit really in where Norman was for Carolina. Like,
I would
love if the Raiders got him. I would love if the Raiders got him.
Khalil Mack rushing people and that guy backing him up.
Oh!
You guys are defensive player of the year.
They ain't getting rid of him.
Do you guys want to take a call?
Eric Berry, they're not getting rid of him.
Well, they're gonna franchise Poe.
But he said he wouldn't play, right?
I mean, I'm just saying they're going to drive a truck of cash up to him because, dude, first of all, comeback player of the year, has a great season, Pro Bowl. How do you fucking kick a guy that just beat cancer out of town and won, like, NFL Man of the Year? It's a PR nightmare.
Him.
Not only is he good, it's a PR nightmare for
it's
the Chiefs.
It's a business, man.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's a business,
But
man.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think he stays. Anybody in the NFL is better with Eric Berry in your back.
Do we still have a call? Who we got?
Oh, yeah, let's see what we got.
Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Where are you going to be this week?
Denver.
Denver?
Yeah. He said
Denver
it three times.
Where are you going to be, dude?
Did they hang up?
Where are you going to be, Tebow?
Wait, are they there or they're not there?
I will be at Captain Brian's in Naples, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The 9th through the 12th. One of my favorite comedy. I just love
Captain
Florida.
Captain Brian's still, he's down there, he runs it still?
Yeah. But now he has, like, some big, like, entertainment center, and so
Oh, it's not at the restaurant anymore?
It's not at the island.
Have you been to Naples one, though?
Yeah. No, not the Naples Club.
You were at the old
Marco Island. Yeah, Marco Island.
No, the new Naples one is like you're just literally. It's the richest city in the country. Yeah. It's where all the millionaires and billionaires go. Let's just say that's where Sebastian Maniscalco's wife is from.
Really?
Yes.
Generational wealth.
Like Illuminati wealth. He said Sebastian.
Is the gig fun? Like, are those the people that show up? Do they even understand?
Here's the thing about the Naples gig. Totally great time. One show is super cocoon. Super cocoon.
Cocoon in the way of
old people.
You have a lot of old people just show up.
So I just got to get the 40 minutes.
Yep.
I just got to get the rest of the gigs. Fuck, crush, 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 laugh, laugh, laugh. And it's just weird. It's like super rich and peasants.
Yep.
Like the bad section of Naples is this bench just outside the club where all the drug dealers. It's literally like a bench.
Yeah.
Everybody's rich. They put you in this hotel. It's $400 a night. They call it the peasant hotel. That's how rich that town is.
What?
Yes.
Is it nice?
It's gorgeous. It's a $400 a night hotel.
Yeah.
It's the peasant hotel. That's what they call it.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah.
So that's the new club then.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's a wonderful club.
That's awesome. I'm doing that. Denver and then Charlotte next weekend.
That's great, dude.
Which that comedy zone is fun in Charlotte.
I haven't done it.
I have a couple big announcements, guys.
What is
it? I'm teaching my acting class. You don't want it? Let me help you not get it. all of Black History Month. There's only 500 spots. It's $2,000 a class, and there's only 500 spots left, so hurry. I'm doing a longer set. If you want to see me do a longer set, I'll be on the corner of Hollywood and Highland screaming into a bullhorn about how Jesus fucked me on Sunday. So get your tickets for that. And I'm giving back to the kids, guys. So next weekend, I will be performing magic for blind children at the UCLA Medical Center. Hey, kids that can't see need to be tricked by magic, true. And I'll be at the White Lives Don't Matter 5K pub crawl. I will be doing all 6Ks of the pubs. And I'll be at Spoiler Alerts, where I watch movie Passengers, and the Pratt guy dies at the end. Spoiler Alerts. So enjoy that.
Jesus, guys.
Spoiler Alerts this weekend.
There it is.
So...
Have you seen Arrival yet?
Yeah.
How good is that movie? Uh-oh. You didn't like it?
I liked it. It's a little slow. I'm sorry. It's a little you could easily be like, oh, she's got the, they're going to get that planned, and they're building this language. Look at this language. Look at this language. Look at me. Look at this language that they're still building. Trying to communicate with each other, but I'm looking at Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Would
it's
you
a little
say
bit of that.
With the, that wasn't
1 hour, 40 minutes. Blow my fucking mind. Here's my $10.
What would you want to see? Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just
Aaron's like, fuck yeah. Everything should
I
be Guardians
I
want to
see that, yeah. But I mean, like, you could have, I could have trimmed 20 minutes out of Arrival.
Yes, That's what they do. You can't. But I thought it was well done.
Yes, I was interested in the story. I was interested in how they, you know, what they, almost like a problem they had to solve.
So, and that part, like,
don't give it away.
Where the kid dies at the end. Spoiler alert. How do you, you say it first or second?
No, you say.
Am I doing that wrong? When the kid, the kid dies at the end. Spoiler alert.
And then now you,
okay, I'm doing it right. It's cancer. It's sad.
What are you doing?
What?
Is that
I
real?
Said spoiler alert.
Why that's do you how do that you, to people?
But that's how you're supposed to. You go. You say it, and then you go spoiler alert, and then they know not to listen.
Stop listening to this podcast because you ruined movies.
You did it for Stranger Things.
I said spoiler alert, and I said spoiler alert.
You
on
did
that.
It for Black Mirror. He did it for every episode of Black Mirror.
But you say spoiler alert. Now we got a whole new segment on the show.
Stop. What would you do? Like, could you do a spoiler alert for Moonlight? Did you see Moonlight?
I saw it last night. You know what I call it? Black Boyhood. Did you see Boyhood?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Boys in the Hood, you can call it. But everyone's gay in that movie.
Oh, come
black
on.
People, they all die. They all
no,
die.
No, no,
spoiler. No. Oh, spoiler alert!
No, no.
Stop.
Don't see Moonlight, please.
Stop. Stop. You're going to ruin the podcast.
Pretty gay, though. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty
so
beautiful.
Weird.
That guy is
beautiful.
Jacked.
Black people hate gay people, but they're so gay.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, white people, I think, are the only people supporting Moonlight. Like, hey, look how great this movie is.
They also could have called this Blackback Mountain.
Blackback Mountain.
Spoiler alert.
God! Speaking of barebacking, LeBron James, huh?
He's he wants Carmelo.
Now, do you think he really wants him, or is he
Carmelo's like a couch on Craigslist. Nobody wants him, and everyone...
We want them. We want him. The Clippers. I want him.
Great. What do
we'll
you need another guy who doesn't want to play defense for?
I don't give
exactly
a...
Dude, what he is.
The new offense, the new defense is fucking destructive offense. That's all the Golden State Warriors are. They are just like, you hit... Oh, nice layup. Three threes. Oh, nice dink and dunk. Three threes. That's how they destroy. They demoralize you.
But by the way, he can't. You see him shoot the other day? 6 for 21.
Because it's a shitty situation. If he needs to go somewhere where he's not the man.
Yes, he could have. 4 years ago or 3 years ago when they all flip-flopped their teams, he should have gone to Chicago. Derrick Rose was healthy. Joakim Noah was 4 years younger. And they would have won two championships.
The problem with New York is that you guys think every team
wants
is
to be
the
there.
Yankees. And that you could buy all the players and work, and that is not basketball.
No, we need three players, but three players that are good.
But you can't just be like, hey, dude, hey, dude, hey, dude, play together. That's not basketball. You have to build it organically, dude. Now you're going to go, well, look at Golden State. They got Kevin Durant. They didn't need Kevin Durant. That's why everyone's so pissed is because they got Kevin. They didn't
need
him.
You can build it organically, but there's a two-year – you have to build side pieces organically. Stars get plucked in every single – look at the Golden State this year. They were building it organically in Oklahoma City. They drafted all these guys. They all supported them. Harden bounces. Next thing you know, Durant bounces. So you build it, but then you have 2 years – to do it.
Yeah, but New York, you can't just do what the Yankees do, which is buy every good player.
The problem is that they're still charging $1 billion for tickets. That's
100%.
Thing.
So and that's what's going to happen to all sports is when you just think, look at the Clippers, man. They just charge everybody $1,000 out of nowhere for their tickets. And they're like, people are like, I'm not buying tickets anymore. I think Steve Ballmer's slowly trying to move them to Seattle, which would be the dumbest move ever. But I just... It's ridiculous. But Phil Jackson is the only one in the entire world. Take it and we'll bring him out. Phil Jackson is the only one in the entire world that can go into New York and do what has to do, which is get rid of all those fucking contracts, get rid of all that dead weight, and start from fucking scratch building it up. That's what you got to do, dude. It's not baseball.
Do you think that if Carmelo didn't have a full no trade clause, like he's one of the only guys, him and LeBron, that they would have gotten rid of him? They would have shot him.
Dude, they would have done it right now. They would have got him for a ham sandwich, bro.
That's what they're getting offered back.
I would love it, dude. I can't stand GM Doc Rivers. It's getting to the point where I'm going to divest myself from even emotionally caring about the Clippers until GM Doc Rivers is gone. Our love of J.J. Redick, our love of DJ, has cost this team severely.
You would take Carmelo, and who would you give back?
Anybody but Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. Whoever you want. I would love if you guys took J.J. from us. I'll give you J.J.
And DeAndre Jordan?
I would.
But we wouldn't want DeAndre Jordan.
No, I want to send DeAndre to Portland for C.J. McCollum because they need a rim protector and we need firepower. And and they're not going anywhere with that dynamic duo in the backcourt. They need a shot protector. DJ is great. You need to surround him with gunners, and we do not have that. We have the NBA. What you are watching right now in the NBA is a metamorphosis away from any kind of defensive specialist. You cannot have two defensive specialists on your team.
What do you mean now? You tell me Bruce Bowen wouldn't have a role when it was like, hey, man, we're playing fucking the Lakers for the next seven games. Your job is to guard Kobe.
Nope. Look at fucking the Cavs. They have three All-Stars and two defensive specialists, and they're outgunned by Golden State.
Not the Spurs when they put Kawhi Leonard on them.
Kawhi Leonard's going for 30 every game.
Yeah, on the offensive side, but
he can
still
shut
down.
You got to have gunners, dude.
But he can still – he's a shutdown defensive player.
When I say defensive specialist, I mean guys who are just there to lock down. Bruce Bowen types.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard's not Bruce Bowen. He's a complete 100% player.
Well,
you have to run and gun. Everybody on your starting five – you can have one guy, one dude on your team that – isn't a score. Everybody else has to be able to go for 20 on any given night.
Well, the problem also is that everyone plays every position. So to have one guy guard one guy is all the way, all five, is not it's not as easy anymore. You have matchup problems when you have pick and rolls all the time.
Yep.
So you need like to me, Draymond Green is the all around. He can guard a one up at the keep him up at the perimeter for a little bit, but he can also rebound, block shots.
He's
down
Dennis
below.
Rodman with a 3-point shot.
Exactly, all around. But he's I would consider a defensive specialist.
But he can go for on the 20 team. And yeah. score. He just chooses not to. He can. If
I don't think
guard him,
I don't think Golden
threes.
State wins with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and nobody else. I think Steph Curry would go for 35 a game, and Draymond Green would still probably score about 15, 16 points a game.
Yeah, but that's not the team. The team is now they're moving Zaza or whatever his name to the bench, and they're having McGee start, who's a shot blocking superstar. And
those
they
long
just
arms.
They just have fucking ring guys. Boom, 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 hitting threes. They have two out of the three greatest scorers I've ever seen in my life. Now,
Sam
natural
Triple
scorers.
And Steve Ranazzisi, 3-point specialist for the Comedy Store.
And
we
did
started
we win
this.
Championships?
Yeah, we won
did
one.
Did we win championships? That's all you need to know. We won championships. We sat there.
At the perimeter.
And the perimeter. And I gunned. As David Taylor told nobody to guard me, and I just hit him with daggers all day. Because that's what I did. I was the Armenian assassin. Lockdown, talk mad shit to everybody. Get in your fucking head. Have you forget that the game was even going on and just want to fight me and just run and gun. A lot of people are talking about
not
Kirk.
Much running.
Not
lot
much
of gunning.
Running. A lot of gunning. A lot of fouls.
Way more gunning than running.
No going down the middle. That's another thing.
No.
Why isn't anybody hitting Steph Curry? Why is nobody – this guy literally fucking skips down the lane. He skips – and I'm not saying you got to be like Kurt Rambis getting clotheslined, but I'm just saying
– they beat the shit out of Allen Iverson. They beat the fuck out of Allen Iverson.
Hit this guy. That's what we learned in the Cavs series. Hit him. He can't shoot when he's in his head and you're hitting him. That's your only hope against them. Get in their fucking heads, man. Hit every one of them. They are a volatile team. They are cool assassins until they get uncomfortable. And then you see them start bickering with each other. And that's your best hope. Mm-hmm. And that's why LeBron James is so fucking amazing. He is so cerebral, that guy. He knew he was the one guy that could get fucking Draymond Green kicked out. So Draymond Green really didn't even do that much. He got him to fucking kind of push
him.
Up on his fucking nutsack, and then he just went nuts, and he got him kicked out. And that was the beginning of the end. He was in their fucking heads. And then they went out, and they got rid of the one chink in the armor, which was Harrison Barnes, and they replaced him with the second best player in the NBA.
And he's a good chink to get rid of.
Yeah.
That chink.
He's
Harrison
not.
Barnes. Where is he now?
He's in Dallas. He's doing great, but that team is just...
They're not playing well.
Yeah, it's a team of a bunch of chinks. We're talking about the same thing,
there's
right,
no
guys?
Asians
no, two
on
different
that team.
Chinks.
Oh, never mind.
Aaron, why do you laugh harder at racial material? I mean, you try to act like you're better than us, and then a good racist bit comes out, and you just can't...
Yeah, why don't we turn the cameras
jiggle.
Towards you?
Yeah, your tits just jiggle.
Yeah, because his reactions are always the best to everything.
Well, he's going through a major divorce. Give this guy a break.
He's not getting divorced. I met his lovely wife. They said I could watch them have sex one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Before or after the divorce?
I was looking at her and I...
Well, after.
After the divorce.
When I give him
I was
all
looking
the
at
it,
when I met her at the thing, I was looking at it. I go, "If blink at me, if you want out, if you're in any kind of danger, dude." She looked like she was having a goddamn stroke. She was blinking so much.
Oh man!
I was like, either she's having a seizure or she really wants out.
Wow!
But I don't tell Aaron though.
All right, we
just
won't
keep that.
Keep it between keep us.
What'd you guys think about the halftime show? A lot of people talking about this girl
oh,
being fat.
Oh, my God.
Were there political statements made? I can't tell. I don't know.
Dude, my favorite part was Alex Jones going off that Lady Gaga is the halftime show was a satanic ritual to announce. He combined like eight different conspiracies in the one thing. It's a satanic ritual to announce the machines are taking over. It was, I loved it. I like Lady Gaga. She used to be annoying as fuck.
No, I enjoy her. I think she's super talented.
I think
she might be the most
face that,
talented
like,
female on the planet. She can sing. She can
dude,
dance.
Dude, I would
she
put Miley Cyrus up against her any day.
Crazy, yes.
Different. I love Miley Cyrus.
But
those
Miley
big
Cyrus,
gun
like,
teeth.
Like, you're going to see Lady Gaga this year. I love how I'm going to win. You're going to see. Bradley Cooper's directing A Star is Born, and she's the lead. And it's like she's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, she's all theater all the time. That might be drunk Katie.
Who is
oh,
this?
Man.
Is this Katie?
It's the fucking karaoke at this bar.
Oh, man. It's Katie Seabass.
Yeah,
Black
of course,
Cock
very
Katie.
Happy.
How are you, Black Cock Katie? What an amazing month.
What a week.
You are having. Your Patriots win the Super Bowl, and it's Black History Month. I mean, you are on fire right now.
Avante the 14 car bombs. Cut off your fucking cut off, you fucking. Marty Bennett, I mean, the Patriots are fucking unbelievable.
How many. Now, who are you with where you just ordered 14 car bombs? You must have a lot of people with you.
It's just me.
That's a lot of car bombs, Katie. How much have you already had to drink? Or are you just starting off the day right now?
I've been going since the Super Bowl straight. I already fucked Malcolm Butler. I'm trying to find Martellus Bennett.
Ooh, wow. I can imagine Martellus Bennett would probably drop some dong on you.
Hey, Ari.
Ari, oh,
Ari's not here. Ari, nobody knows where Ari is. He's in
where
some.
Ari's gone?
Ari's yep. in yeah. some Pan Pacific country doing, I mean, honestly, God knows what.
Yeah.
I mean, like. It might be getting creepy
some
over
deep,
there.
Deep, deep, dark stuff.
Yeah, some deep satanic rituals, some might say.
He's coming back with more than I already have.
That's probably. He could be in Africa. He could be back in the motherland, as you call it.
Yeah, he's going to get the AIDS. So, hey, Ari!
Once again, he's not
hey.
Here, Katie. You just,
yeah. Katie, what's up? How are you?
Did I have sex with any of you guys on the panel?
You?
No, me. You sold me my house.
No.
Yeah,
really?
Katie Seabury sold me my first condo, yeah.
Wow.
Really?
I fucking hustled him so hard.
Yeah, no really? Joke, she did.
Why? How'd she hustle you?
No, she didn't hustle me. She hustled for me.
Do you think that...
No, I fucking hustled you, you what? Fucking moron.
No, you said you hustled me, Katie? Jesus.
You fucking moron.
You know how many car bombs I bought off that commission?
How many?
Car bombs?
Fucking 3,000, and it was
just
four nights.
Four nights?
Wow.
Now, Katie, do you have any kind
booze.
Of ritual where you like to bring a black guy to whatever property you're about to close and you fuck on the property, kind of christen it?
You should have seen what I did to Steve's condo before he moved in.
Wow.
Just a lot of black
cock.
Oh, cock.
God.
It was me, Lamar Odom.
I can see that.
You know, I think DeAndre Jordan, I don't really know who they kept calling him DJ.
Yeah.
Some motherfucking guy, Steve, your place, you need to get a fumigated.
Katie, wow. Do you remember when you told me the story about how in college those guys asked you to go on a road trip for black guys because they all thought you were going to fuck all of them and you showed them by only fucking three of them? Do you remember that? You remember that story?
It's called teaching them a lesson. They got too big for their britches. It was one of those fraternity step teams. Hey, Ari!
Yeah,
he's not
here.
He's not
Katie.
Here, Katie.
But... Maybe.
Well, how about those Cowboys, Ari? It's all about the Patriots.
Yeah, Ari's not here, but you're pretty happy the Patriots won. What did you do to celebrate, and where did you watch the Super Bowl?
I was at Southie at a fucking bar. A lot of car bombs were flowing.
Car bombs were flowing.
Is that all you drink is car bombs?
I was car bombs, yeah.
You're taking a Jaeger bomb and pour it into a car bomb?
Wow. A Jaeger bomb into a car. So that's two different shots going into two different beers?
It's a lot of fucking bombs.
It's a lot of fucking bombs. So far, working title, the car bombs were a-flowing. Oh.
Katie, on the Super Bowl, where did you watch it?
Did you guys see the fucking Patriots?
Yeah,
we saw them.
That's why we're wondering, where did you watch the game?
I wanted to fucking hang out with Aaron Hernandez, but he's in prison.
Okay. But he's not black. He's like Hispanic.
I dated him for a few weeks.
You dated him?
Really?
I thought he was half black. I made a mistake.
I'm sorry.
What did you? Were you around when any of these crimes that he's convicted of happened?
No comment.
A true Southie right
wow,
there.
Wow, yeah.
How did you celebrate the Super Bowl victory, Katie? Anything special?
Just a lot of bombs. I was on the duck boat earlier with Gronk.
You were at the parade today?
It's hard to fucking root for the Patriots. They have so many good white players.
Is that hard for you?
I mean, Amendola, Edelman, Hogan, Brady, Gronk, Ari.
Ari's not a quality white athlete.
Or even on the Patriots. I don't know how to break it to you.
But you may have seen him at the parade today.
I was on the parade. Somebody threw a Bud Light to Gronk, and he fucking drank it. And I was drinking Cabo.
Sounds like you're having trouble with your phone there, Katie.
Katie.
I'm having a lot of trouble. I think my liver is shutting down.
If anybody's liver would be shutting down, you would be high
maybe
on the
yours.
List. I remember one time I was hanging out. This is recently, within the last year and a half, Katie shows up, and now – Katie used to be at work at the store all the time, and when she shows up, you're like, oh, shit, I haven't seen you in a while. She's blackout hammered. She's sitting up by the front window at the front bar, throws up on the ground, gets up, tells the door guy, clean that up, and goes right back to Rose and gets another drink.
By the way,
it's called clearing out your system.
Yeah. By the way, every time I see Katie at the Comedy Store, she asks if I have Coke. Saying, yeah, Coke. I don't have Coke, Kate. Come on, Sammy. I know you got Coke. I don't have Coke.
You got some left up in your nostrils.
I'm talking about mixing with my rum. Come on, Sam.
Katie, when you got in trouble for fucking that black guy in the bathroom, why didn't you lock the door?
I was watching the Rose Battle, and I saw the guy who was perving on me.
Okay, so you went downstairs, you banged in the bathroom, but why didn't you lock the door?
Why bother? I needed that cock.
Okay.
She was very mad when somebody opened the door.
Yeah, she's very mad.
Hey, what got you a knock?
Yep.
Like,
very
what
mad.
Do you look for in a man? Like, because you've dated some pretty shady characters, Katie. Like, for a really successful realtor, you really like them shady.
Let's talk of a double-digit cock, at least.
What's the t-shirt you want to make? 8 inches soft? Is that how it goes?
Bad credit.
Why bad credit?
Yeah.
You know, it sometimes goes with a certain type.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So stupid.
Ability to get me car bombs.
Okay. That's pretty easy.
Is there a saying, the worse the credit, the darker the juice? Is there a saying?
You gotta like literature.
You love Steve Albini's new podcast.
Yeah, I'd love to have
you
on.
I'm a big fan of Harry Potter.
What book would you read?
You're a big fan of what?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Why? That's all British white kids. Why do you like that?
I thought it was a magical story.
It is a magical story. It's about a magician.
Have you guys read the book? Has Ari read it? Hey, Ari, have you read the Harry Potter?
Oh, it's a children's book. I don't know what kind of time.
Ari is there.
No. Katie, that's not Ari. He's away.
Is Ari off the grid?
Ari's off the grid.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
He's gone undercover. A lot of people are saying it's because
he might be in the CIA. He's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's off the grid, but he might be in the system somewhere. Yeah. Already booked up.
He's probably arrested. Yeah. A lot of people are saying because the heat on Pizzagate's getting so hot that Ari had to go off the grid for a little while.
Amy Schumer said she was going to move if Trump won, but Ari did it.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Do you like Amy Schumer?
I've partied with her.
I mean, you both are probably, like, attracted to black men.
We were with the New York Giants on that Miami boat.
Oh, you were with the
what?
Giants?
Is it your fault the Giants lost?
Odell Beckham, Victor. Victor went to UMass. I used to party with them all the time.
Oh, my God. You're the reason why. You didn't want the Patriots fans didn't want the Giants to make it all the way.
Oh, yeah.
So you fucked over all our wide receivers.
Yeah.
I'm like the deflator. Belichick sends me out. I do the car bombs with the other team.
Is that the classic Lawrence Taylor send hookers to the other team to get to drain them of their chi?
Odell Beckham had like a half a car bomb and threw up on his work boots.
Why is he wearing work boots?
Let me ask you.
On a boat.
You ever heard the rumors that Odell Beckham goes both ways?
No. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, well, you heard
it
here.
I mean, I would be surprised.
Yeah, well, you heard it here first.
He likes a few fingers in his ass.
What?
Yeah, I know that from experience.
He likes a few fingers in his ass.
How knuckle deep do you go?
I've tickled his prostate a few times.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, how many fingers is a few, by the way, Katie?
11.
A fist?
Have you ever been stuck up there?
One time I lost a ring in his asshole and I had to get it out.
Sam, I'm trying to get you more money, but all you want to do is talk about pussy.
Oh my god, the whole show. I forgot.
Al Madrigal's mandate, hey, right down.
Just
the
have
fucking
one show where you don't
this
talk
was supposed
about
to
fucking
be clean.
Black chicks.
I just remember.
Hey, we got a second hour.
I love Al Madrigal. I hung out with him and Ari one time. Hey, Ari.
No. All right, Katie. Oh. Thanks for calling in.
Malcolm Butler, my talisman. This is my
thanks
wish
for calling
well,
in. We really appreciate it.
James White. He's
okay.
Handsome.
Gotta go. Bye. All right, for the next hour,
the irony.
An hour clean.
What are they going to do, though? Just cut the first half?
Yeah.
Like, that didn't exist. The
How
show started
this?
At this weird cut.
How about this? Hey, welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk. We can cut it right there at 59 minutes.
Magical, we got a great business plan,
oh god,
but only
so
listen
mad.
To the last 9 minutes.
Oh my god.
Guys, guess what I did this weekend?
What?
I went to see Run the Jewels.
What's that?
Yeah,
the
who
band.
Are they? Because you love them.
They're
you
a great band, and
it.
Guess where I got the tickets on? SeatGeek for all your
tickets
for all your ticketing need. Go to your if you have an iPhone, an Android, go download SeatGeek. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK for all your ticketing needs. Also, BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash for all your betting needs. SeatGeek is a great ticketing thing. I really enjoy it. Download the app. Use Punch Drunk promo code. Get it going. It gives you the cheapest prices. It will list all the cheapest prices of tickets available. It does all the work for you. Get it going. Bam. $20 rebate on your first ticket purchase.
I won money, though, on the over.
Really?
Oh, what'd you bet?
The over.
I know, but I mean, what'd you
59.
What did you put down and what'd you win?
500.
Nice.
Dude. The over and under was 59.
Yep.
And what were the was the final?
58 and a half, I think.
Well,
about 59 to win.
It was 28-28, which is 40. It was just,
which was 56.
56 points, and then
six on that.
And it was how much?
Six on the touchdown.
On the touchdown.
Overtime, which puts me at 62.
61.
Do you? And right. the over and under was what?
59.
Dude, they're
they know
so
what they're doing.
Good.
58
how
and a half.
How did they do that?
And the spread was 3.5, right?
Spread and they, was three.
Three. And if they, you know, they covered because even if they had a field goal, they would have pushed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, they nailed it.
Do
yeah.
you think for the Super Bowl they should have special overtime rules?
I didn't
meaning
like that.
The second team, the team, even if you score a touchdown, you should have a chance to respond.
Although I will say, if
that
if
game's
they,
a lot longer,
if they pick six Brady and they run the other way,
dude. I
that's
think the
game's
Super Bowl
over that
is
way.
One game where they don't mind if it's longer.
No, I mean, Atlanta scores if they get the ball in that situation. And that's, you know, like they should, you should at least get the ball. And like in college, it's like you have to go for two after your first touchdown.
Yep.
You can't kick a PAT.
Yep.
You know?
I think that's a great idea.
That's what they
and
do in
I
college.
Think each team should get the ball at least once. If they both score, then it's the next one to score. But they should at least both get a chance to score.
Yeah.
I mean, like, dude, the Falcons had the lead the whole game until they lost in overtime.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, thank you. But it's like, it's so weird that they don't even get a chance.
If they got the ball, it's a tie game. And then now Patriots are back. And Atlanta would have had a chance to rest that defense a little bit if they'd had a long, methodical drive. And now you get a fresher defense back on the field to face the Patriots. I don't know. I mean, the rules are the rules.
Patriots.
They lost. It was a brutal way to lose. That was one of the best runs I've had as a Falcon fan in 30-something years. I'm very proud of. I got three extra games. for a team that's usually out of it by week nine. You know, we're 2-7, half of my life by week nine. I got 3 extra games, one of them Super Bowl. And I tell you what, up until the last second of the game, I was emotionally involved. Wasn't like it was 56-3 at halftime where I'm like, I'd turn it off. But it just sucked the way it went down. Good run. Everyone's coming back next year. We got a new stadium. Tiana was supposed to be here, and she's like, I have to cancel because I can't talk about it without crying.
I get it.
So it was rough.
I get it.
Everyone talking about Lady Gaga being fat. That's ridiculous.
Oh,
she's
dude,
literally
she
wearing a scuba.
Gun. She had a little gun.
Dude,
and
she's
I
wearing like
it.
A scuba pants.
Who said this besides Sam?
somebody else was saying it was all over Twitter. A lot of people. It was going
I thought
nuts.
She had a tiny, what I call. Okay, we're keeping it clean. A little gut. Okay.
Okay.
And I like it. I like guts. And she has a great derriere. Can I say that to keep it clean?
Absolutely.
A derriere? I thought
what
was,
do you think? Because that is not a gut.
The
no,
funniest
that's
thing.
That's called skin.
Yeah.
Because she's a dancer and she has to move.
I was going to say her shorts are pushing up her skin.
If it flaps over a little bit, which it did, it's a tiny gut.
But she's
I'm not
wearing,
saying it's a bad gut.
Her parents also own an Italian restaurant. To her credit.
Oh, here comes Parmesan Steve
yeah.
over here.
And that's sort of...
Like, you know how hard that is? Yeah. She has to eat that and keep a body.
Yeah. But it's like she's wearing the tightest shorts
you're trying to
you
act
could
like
possibly
I won't
wear.
Make love to her.
You could... No, he won't remember. Last week, he's like, I wouldn't fuck her if she asked
hey,
me
to. This is the clean hour.
The clean hour.
Aaron, cut that.
Intercourse.
She's wearing the tightest shorts you could possibly wear. Doing cartwheels, flips, wearing a harness where she's getting launched down to the ground, running up and down, dancing and singing. She's got a little bit of a thing.
And she had tights
on
under that.
And all these fat asses at home are just shoveling Cheetos down their face. Look at
this pig. Calling her fat while they're eating their
what a fatty.
I didn't eat any Cheetos, okay?
What about fried chicken?
I ate 700 pigs in a blanket. 700
pigs in a blanket?
Where did you watch a game?
At kids, like the...
Parents thing? A little parents thing?
Parents thing down the block.
All right.
I thought she's great. I thought she did a great job, even though she works for the power of Satan. I'm fine with that. And I think she's great.
What, Pepsi?
No, she's a Satanist.
Really?
What does that even mean?
She's into Satanism.
But she's a practicing satanic worshiper?
Yep.
How do we know this? What? I've never heard this before in my life.
She's a well-known satanic artist who does like all these like artistic... satanic rituals for art, but she's even said sometimes it's art, sometimes it's real. And there's tons of pictures with her. She's a 7-year-old woman who looks like she's 40.
I went to a satanic thing, but that doesn't mean I'm a Satanist. I went to a satanic wedding.
What?
Yeah, but you don't, if you run around with the satanic priest, it's like it's the saying in AA, right? If you hang out in a barbershop long enough, you're going to get a haircut. If you're running around with them, you're going all... If you're constantly going to satanic weddings, something happens.
But I'm saying, has she come out and been like, yes, I practice
nobody
satanic.
Does. No one's like, say
this other girl does. How do you know the other girl's satanic? She obviously admits it.
But by the way, what is it? Like, Satan... Like, she's
spirit
not killing people, right?
Stuff. Spirit cooking.
She cook spirits?
No, it's really deep. I don't want... It's...
How do you...
Okay, this
well, how
be
is
good.
It debilitating to us? Is it the music?
Well, it's a lot of human trafficking, kidnapping, eating children.
I don't think
that's what she does.
I don't think that Lady Gaga eats children.
You can't.
She's all about human rights, but she eats kids and cooks.
Dude, that's
spirits.
Who does it. That's who does it. You do those things to you do that. Be like, I'm fighting this. In reality, you're like this one. Dude, I don't want to get political, but it's crazy. It's like she's part of that whole thing. There's a whole network of that shit.
Do you like their conspiracies on the show?
I'm
out of their minds.
I think that's insane. I think that's asinine.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
And to even go, hey, guys, I thought she did good. I mean, she's obviously satanic, and it's proven that she's eating children. She's eating children, but, I mean, she
overall,
looks fat.
I thought her
and
performance
she had a great ass.
Was compelling, demanding, and she kills babies and eats them once in a while.
Yeah, it's been proven. It's been proven. I don't want to get into it.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into my proof, but she's a satanic worshipping baby
so
eater.
Weird.
Can we go back to you for a second, Sam?
I think babies have gluten.
That's why she has the paunch.
That's what I'm saying. That's high carbs.
Maybe she has a baby stuck in there or something.
Oh my God.
Trying to get out. She ate a whole baby.
I thought she was great. I love her. I love her her tribute to the crazy fan who jumped off the side to grab the football?
Yeah.
Did you see that at the end? That's what she did? I love that.
She said, thank God she grabbed the football, or she got the football.
Oh, yeah. And then, dude, her little pouch. I loved it. Her little puck. I loved it. I loved it, dude.
You know why she got that fucking gut, though? Eating all those babies, man. That was,
well, I already said that.
It's calories.
Calories. You just rewrote my joke. I would take Miley Cyrus over her, though, in terms of who's the most talented.
Oh, talented.
Talented?
No,
Miley Cyrus is so next level talented, and the only reason we don't give her any credit is because she grew up with social media, and all of her awkward, stupid shit she did was broadcast to the billion people that follows her.
You only like her because she rides a dildo on stage.
And she has giant dumb teeth, and that's a big thing
for
me.
Oh, yeah, you
big
love teeth. He always touches my
slightly
teeth.
Cross-eyed. You ever meet a chick who's slightly cross-eyed? Mm-hmm. That is hot as fuck.
That's a real
fat ass. That's
and,
like.
And a little bit of a paunch.
A little paunch.
Yeah, is Miley too skinny for you, though? She's very tiny.
Who? She's got to eat some
Miley's
babies.
Miley's very skinny.
Yeah, man, shove a couple babies down this chick's gullet.
Oh, by the way, do you have any crazy little facts about Miley Cyrus that you also would like to drop?
Yeah. I haven't seen any, no.
She's an alien.
Yeah.
She runs around with aliens. It's been proven.
She has no mother.
But
she was
all
just
in the
here.
Cooking.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. I mean, I never could think of Miley Cyrus like that because we've known her since she was like 8.
I mean, would that stop you with Alyssa Milano?
Yeah. We've known her since she was...
But I was 8, too. We grew up together wanting to fuck each other, right?
Hey, every chick you've banged in your life was 8 at one point.
And I was 8, too, at the same time as them. Not, like, I wasn't...
Dude, this was the clean hour. A
lot of them were 8 at the moment when I did bang them. Throw that into the clean hour.
For those of you listening, some of this material is not fit for...
Steve Renazzisi said that. He's a father.
yeah, I love the halftime show. I thought it was great. They usually bring somebody else out. She didn't bring anybody.
Yeah, she did solo.
Do you know you got to pay to
do like
halftime
that more.
Now? You have to pay?
No, you don't have to pay.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't have to
yes,
pay.
Yes, you do.
To do it?
They want of bets. Bag of bets.
No, they wanted. Hold on. They wanted a cut of the tour after. I know they wanted that from Katy Perry.
Somebody look
no.
it up. We got Johnny Woodward here to stat. Yes, you pay to do it.
You don't get paid, but the NFL pays for their production costs. Like, they paid for the dancers and stuff and all that stuff and rent a house and, you know, all this. NFL pays for that, but they don't take a cut of your.
Not the tour. You have to, because it's such a huge platform. And she's about to announce her tour. She literally the next day announced her tour.
Yeah, and the sales
went
up.
The baby store.
What is it? What's the verdict?
So you're saying Lady Gaga has to pay to perform?
Yes, that her company or somebody pays to perform. That's why people turn it down.
$0.
What?
Well, she makes $0.
She makes $0. Yeah. She doesn't get paid.
I think Steve knows his shit.
Oh, look at you. You
are you reading that?
Yeah.
You may be confusing this with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The Rock and Roll.
You have to like buy your tickets, like $10,000 a pop.
To get into the Rock and Roll of Fame?
You guys are
sit
both
in the
right.
room.
Is that what you're going to do after the divorce?
Yep.
Get those rock and roll
You know it.
You're both right. She just gets paid
Jam's
for exposure.
I know, I'm going for sure. Wait, yes. what happened?
Yeah. She's just being paid for the exposure.
Yeah.
So you're both right.
No, he's right. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
He's right. I'm wrong.
They pay for the production.
Who's what?
Stuff.
He was right. I was
Bag.
Wrong.
He is right?
Bets. Cut your dick off. Cut that dick off.
Cut the dick off is one that's in
there.
This
is the clean hour.
You guys did have a bag of bets going.
Yeah, we did. And
nothing happened.
No. But there's a technicality.
For what?
Is it a push or did nobody win and we all have to do it?
No, we said it was a push. If nobody wins, if it doesn't happen, the bet is off. If anything does happen, the other two lose.
What was the first commercial?
First commercial was a Siri thing, that little Siri.
Google Home.
Google Home.
Do you have one of those as a rich person?
Yeah.
What do you
No, I'm not a rich person, but I have one. I got it as a gift. By the way, they're like $90.
And what do you do? Do you go, what's the name of them?
Okay, Google.
No, but don't they have a name?
No, you're thinking of the Amazon one is Alexa.
Alexa?
Yeah, Alexa, order me an Uber. I don't have that one. I got the Okay Google.
Now if you ask Alexa if she works for the NSA, she turns off.
What?
Yeah, my friend's did it 3 times. He goes, Alexa, are you working for the NSA? Turns off.
Really? I'm going to try that for the Google Home when I get it back.
Are you spying on us for the NSA?
The kids are the best. Okay, Google, how old am I? They keep asking, like, why would this thing's
why
dumb?
Why doesn't it know?
Yeah.
Google.
So stupid.
Google, who's my real daddy? Yeah. Watch this one. Wait. Siri, what's my name?
Cool.
Oh, I didn't even.
Cool story, bro.
Cool really story. Nailed that one.
Really?
Google, what's my name?
You're asking me, fuckface?
Yeah. Changed my name to fuckface. It just keeps calling me fuckface all the time.
Yep, that was our clean hour, everybody. That was our clean
that
hour.
That was a clean 11
We're
minutes.
We're keeping it clean for all the youth. For all the youth, we keep it clean. Have you gotten into UFC at all?
Yeah.
Are you a UFC guy?
I watch the big ones. I'm not like day to day. I'm not checking like board and stuff.
You're not all the time.
Yeah.
Do you see that now they got rid of Goldberg?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Was
it a contractual
nobody
thing?
Nobody knows. I haven't really asked Rogan, so I think it's awkward. I don't know if it's awkward or not, but so now they're going to have three people doing it. That's what they just announced.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
did they announce who it is?
It's going to be him, Rogan, and one other person, and I think that's
gonna be
not
him.
A good
yeah, who's
idea.
Him?
Who's him?
I think they're doing the guy who does the fight nights.
John Anik.
I think it's going to be him, Rogan, and one other person. Now, they also brought in the guy, a former WWF guy, who he's going to start doing them too. But I think if they do get rid of Rogan, because I know Rogan is starting to think about not doing it anymore because that podcast is a juggernaut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people guesstimate he's making about 20 mil off that podcast. Guesstimation.
I have no idea.
I couldn't even guess.
But mine started today. It's day one.
Did it go out?
I think it's out right now, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's the podcast is an enterprise.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listens to it. So he doesn't need to do it anymore. Now he's putting out, he'll sometimes do two a day.
Yeah, he puts out like a lot.
And some of them are like 3 hours.
They're all
That's
that
like
long.
A full-time job.
I know. I watched the Alex Jones one.
How great was that?
That's what everybody says.
I'm doing a tinfoil hat. I have a conspiracy theory podcast called Tinfoil Hat. Eddie
Sam,
Bravo's
are you losing
coming on.
It?
Well, you'll Eddie, I'm sure, is right.
He's going to come on. We're going to discuss it tonight.
Do you guys cross-check
Eddie Bravo
this stuff?
And you are so crazy. That's going to be out of control.
Who's going to be? We call it unplugged, and we see it.
God. I didn't know you were not well.
Your Lady Gaga Satanist thing with Eddie Bravo?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Jeez.
I believe in everything, dude. I believe there's multiple dimensions. I believe there's spirits. I believe there's aliens. I believe everything.
Yeah, you're
I think
cooking
it's just
spirits
a giant universal fucking orgy of chaos.
And you also said we didn't land on the moon and that humans can't even get into outer space. That's what you said the other day when we did a podcast.
I think it's hard. I think.
Didn't you see the Red Bull guy just on his own?
Or who's in it?
He didn't go into space. He just went really high up in the atmosphere.
Who's in the space?
He wasn't in space.
Who's on the space station?
He wasn't in space.
He jumped from space.
He wasn't in space.
Yes, he absolutely was.
I'm not talking about it.
Who's in the space station?
Okay, what's
he would burn up. He was very high up in the atmosphere.
What, if he exits the atmosphere?
He would burn up. UFC, dude. Let's get back into that Korean zombie.
Why are you getting so worked up?
Because
I watched that in the green room of the comedy club.
Dude, that guy, I love that dude. He just eats punches, keeps moving forward. I do feel like
that
Dennis
was
Bermudez, I think the fight was stopped a little early, but they're trying to make sure these guys don't get
concussed.
It was
Herb Dean. He's getting in trouble too much. He's got
to
stop it.
He
like
loves to stop it real quick. I think like a flash knockout, I get it. But, dude, these guys train for 3 months. Give them a chance. If it's more raining down, then stop it. But give the guy a chance to recover.
Yeah, but he keeps getting in trouble for not stopping, so there's no winning.
I that's true.
Yeah.
There is no winning. There's
so
no
next fight card, he'll let one go way too long?
I mean, dude, there's a difference between letting a guy rain down when a dude's obviously
Remember
out.
When he did that to Weidman? He let Weidman get... Remember Weidman at your house? You guys were so mean to me.
Yeah. That seems to be the culture. That seems to be the culture of fandom, which is it's not so much now... Who did great and who won? It's who can we blame for this loss? The ref stopped it too early.
Yeah.
There were too many bad calls. The coach made one bad cook. You should have ran instead of passed. There's so many things that go into a 5-round fight. There's so many things that go into a 4-quarter game that has overtime to it. To put it down to one moment, go, who are we going to throw under the bus for this happening? It was a competition and, you know.
Can a ref unstop the fight then? Can he go like, No, he's good. Keep going. You
can. Yeah, they could be like, oh, no, keep going. And I've seen that happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it can happen. It's going to be, I mean, it's like, I just feel like these guys, do you have any interest in the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight?
That's happening in three years?
No, I don't. I mean, not as a boxing fan or an MMA fan at all, because you're just I don't know how one person, probably McGregor, doesn't just, you know, automatically get into something where you just want to grab like an arm or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going to be like a technically fun fight to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, this reminds
me. You're going to have to spend $1 billion to watch it.
Yep. And it reminds me a little bit of like, who is the track guy that beat the Nazis?
Jesse Owens?
It reminds me of like when Jesse Owens started racing horses for $50,000.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I guess I'll watch this guy race a horse. I mean, it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But I'll see if a human can beat a horse. I mean, it's a meaningless fight. Everyone will just want to see what happens, but it's.
Do I think that
circus?
Is there any way in the world that fight ends and I go, oh my God, Conor McGregor is the best fighter and the best boxer in the world?
Nope.
No.
But there's a great chance you'll go, if he that one went better than I thought it would.
If he technically sits there and just wins the fight for 12 rounds, then you can go, oh my God, this guy's a really good fighter. But I can't.
I don't think Mayweather can knock him out.
I don't think everyone's like Mayweather's going to destroy him. Mayweather's not going to knock him out.
No.
Mayweather doesn't do that.
He might punch his face 45 times for 12 rounds, but he ain't knocking him out.
What Mayweather does, Mayweather just sits back in defense, pop, 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 get points in the card, and gets out.
You think you need more wind for boxing or for MMA?
What?
12 rounds versus
MMA.
5 rounds.
It'll be MMA. It'll be a win for MMA because Conor's not going to get knocked out.
If he doesn't get
winded, yeah. Like, do you think you get towards like this 10th or 11th and 12th round that McGregor is a little
boxing?
More
I think boxing takes more cardio out of you than MMA just because it's longer.
Yeah.
Your breaks are shorter. I think a 12th round boxing match. I think your cardio is probably a lot higher than somebody that's just. You know, used to fighting 2-3 rounds.
Yeah, I've never seen
where you get to lay down a lot.
I've never seen Mayweather gassed. Never. I mean, I've seen him like get hit a couple times, but I've never seen him run out of gas.
He's a great boxer.
Where he just sits there and I mean,
we saw Conor gassed,
but he covers up perfectly. Yeah. He doesn't do it, you know, because he's tired. He just knows he doesn't want to get hit.
He just got great
defense. He's
going
to win the fight if he doesn't get hit.
Now, I think Conor will last way longer in a boxing match than Floyd would last in an MMA match.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be close.
Oh, that's not even in the no one's even
do one kick to the leg and then he's going to be like and then just choke out.
He would have to run for his life.
I'd poop his pants.
Yeah.
He would have to run for his life.
Right?
He would have to run for his life.
Everywhere in the ring. I mean,
he just gets his hands on him.
And his ego is so big he wouldn't let that happen.
No. But also, to be fair, he doesn't know how to do that shit.
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's like if you made a straight-up fight, That's all I'd like to see, a straight-up fight.
You mean like a street fight?
Like, no, just like it's like MMA, but it's like, hey, dude, two dudes fighting. Who's going to win? I don't think it's even close.
No, not in a fight like that.
Yeah, all of the rules are skewed towards Mayweather's advantage, and Conor knows that.
Yeah,
well, Conor's like, I'm gonna fight this guy, get $25 to show, $25 million to show, and then point at the pay per view. I'll make more money in this fight, than in a lifetime of MMA.
And he's gonna get more hurt in an MMA fight than he would in this boxing match.
Yes.
He's not going to walk out of this thing just fucking.
Could you imagine all like the
beat
negotiations
up.
Of like the glove size and all the bullshit that we?
It's going
to
go on
through.
For 3 years until they're both in their 40s, and then it's going to be like Pacquiao Mayweather. We're like, yeah, this would have been a great fight 4 years ago. I'm glad I had to hear about this for 1,200 days.
Did you hear Pacquiao is begging Mayweather to do the fight
with
him?
I heard he went through his money. Pacquiao.
Of course he did.
How?
He's got the whole Philippines on fucking
payroll.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He does one of those.
And dude, he's got a big.
Are you a boxing fan?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch like any of the like Premier Boxing Championships and
the stuff on
Showtime
ESPN
late
and stuff
night
like
and stuff
Friday
like
night
that?
Fights and stuff
they had
like
a
that.
Really great fight. This Garcia versus this Russian guy. And the guy had taken 2 years off for contractually. He. Trying to get out of his contract, and the guy wouldn't let him, so he had to go 2 years. And he fought this guy. He was much bigger than him, and he was going up in a weight class. And they showed a house they just bought, and you're like,
what are you doing? Trust me, Floyd Mayweather's going to need money. He says he's hooked up and set and smart, but I think at some point and even if it's 5-10 years from now, when he's not, can't just go to the mall with, you know, $100,000 in cash and do whatever. You can't do that.
What's the basketball player, the Boston Celtics guy that went through all the $100 million contract?
Yeah.
That was because he's trying to, he was hanging out with Jordan.
Trying to gamble with him and stuff. He's going to need money. So it will happen.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, these boxers, they make fat cash, but then it's just gone. And poor MMA guys, dude, they're not making nearly that money. They're not making killer cash at all.
I don't know how any of that stuff works. I've talked to Ari a little bit about it, but I mean, it seems it's just more like this is when you're fighting and this is who you're fighting and this is how much you make.
Yeah. No one besides Conor and Ronda make money.
Yeah, I mean, John Jones makes a little, but nah, man, not a lot of cash, dude.
The Diaz brothers make money.
Yeah, if you're fighting.
They have, well, not Nick, but now they are starting to.
He made like $200,000 when he fought Anderson Silva, and that was like crazy.
Well, what's his name? The Brock Lesnar guy. He got $3 million, I thought, or $2 million.
Yeah, because he had some of the biggest pay-per-views of all time.
The big guy, what's his name? Hunt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was that argument that because he should have got his money.
Yeah.
Not only did he win, but he beat the guy on
steroids. Didn't Amanda Nunes only make like $150,000 this fight?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
versus like Ronda's, what was it, $3 million?
Yeah, because Ronda, I we still know the numbers on that. Was a huge pay per view. Do we know?
Well, still, I mean, she's getting that money where, you know, win or lose, because you're like, man, she gets paid a lot to lose. But people tune in to watch her get her face touched. I like watching Ronda Rousey get her. Get all deer on ice, like, it looks like that last one. I'm like, don't stop it now. So her face can take a couple
That's
more.
That's one thing about female MMA is I think they really stop that very quickly.
Oh, really?
Nobody wants to see a girl get her face smashed in.
Most of the fights have been chokeouts for females.
What about when Paige VanZant got, like, destroyed and was so bloody and ugly?
That thing they've been letting them go.
Yeah,
I think they've been recently. They've been the last year as women striking has gotten better. When they started a couple of years ago, you're like, yeah, it's all ground and it's all jiu-jitsu. But now that these women,
I saw a bee coming out.
Are boxing and striking more? Now you're starting to see some of these twats get lit up like a Christmas tree.
Clean hour.
When are we going to see two heavyweight women in there? Just
not
rolling.
Soon enough,
dude,
bro.
There's a woman. She's like 205, dude.
What?
She's huge.
That's what I want to see.
Brazilian. It's so interesting. There are so many versions of Cyborg. There's like three. There's Cyborg. Mm-hmm. Then there's this girl who's a 205 Brazilian who's huge. Then there's a girl who just fought Angela Hill.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a 115 version of Cyborg.
Yeah.
My only gripe is when they come into the octagon, they should be pushing shopping carts. Something. Or a vacuum.
And then handed it to the guy.
Vacuum your way in. You got to vacuum your way to the octagon. Now we're talking.
I want to see two heavyweight women just sit there. And
it's coming.
And just pound
Me
it's
too.
It's coming.
And I want to see them fight.
Maybe the women could just scrub down the blood after.
Training very young in MMA. That when they hit 18, they're going to be murderers.
But that's guys too.
No, but we're talking.
Yeah, but we've seen
MMA
that for a long time with guys.
You're in about 5 years see female MMA start to enter the total fighter. What, like, Ronda Rousey represents the specialist. She was a judo champion. She would hip flip people and armbar them. Those days are done.
Yeah, because they all caught up to her already.
I can't wait till we get to the
day. It was my opinion of John Caparello. Like, remember Cap in the early days when he went to Montreal and he was just blowing everybody out of the water and he was almost impossible to follow to storm?
The Care Bear.
I feel like now everybody caught up. He's still a wonderful comedian. He's a great comic. But I feel like now you put him in a lineup, he's just one of a lot of guys who are just killers now.
Yeah. I can't wait till women's MMA catches up to men's MMA, totally. And we can see some of these super fights where you get like a 205 male fight one of these 125-pounder females. And let's let the bombs fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would sign up for that on the male side.
Yeah. They all live in trailer parks.
Yeah.
Or there
I don't
are
know
female
how many females
are
going to get to walk in there at this deal that you got going on here.
Even if you want to go equal rights, maybe she's not even an MMA fighter. She's
okay.
just a regular okay.
well,
old woman.
That's a spin on it.
Yapping off at the mouth.
Yeah, just at a grocery store or something. Mm-hmm. Pull her out.
Yeah.
Here, Anderson Silva.
Can I have my allowance this week?
Yeah.
I'm going to allow this. You know.
Yeah.
Guys, we're taking your phone calls right now. If you want to get in this domestic violence
think,
hot talk.
I think Al's really going to like this show.
I'm going to get
Scott.
Scott
the one that puts us over the edge,
Look
guys.
At about 88 minutes in. You'll hear some quality gold on this one to send to all the sponsors.
I feel like it would be so hard to even put together just a five-minute highlight. If you're
I tried to be the clean one in this podcast.
Shit.
Yeah, I did a dirty hour, but the second hour is the Christian hour.
It's been so bad.
Can we get a call real quick?
Hey, we'll get it. We'll get it next week. Scott, call in, too. I'm going to talk to you about your not knowing who won the Super Bowl. Oh, if you're listening,
you're
you
already
know.
You're on with Punch Drunk. You're welcome to the Christian Hour. Hello?
Fuck you.
What?
Oh, there he is. Hey, there he is.
You are. Sorry.
It's Steve's priest brother.
Hi, how's it going? You're on with Punch Drunk. We're talking clean comedy.
Clean comedy.
Oh, okay, cool. You guys want to talk some MMA?
What?
You guys want to talk some MMA?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Well, first off, you guys talked the other weekend about 2Z1, Tyron Woodley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want you guys to elaborate more. Do you guys feel like he's being fucked on his end? Because
no.
I don't know if it's racist.
I don't.
You don't think
No, he's crying racism because he's being forced to fight Wonder Boy Thompson. I just feel like he does. Listen, man, you go John Jones when he said he didn't want to fight. Who's the big white guy that he fought?
Alex Gus.
He had been a champion and gone through a ton of people before that. Like, if you go through a bunch of guys, then you can kind of call your shots. Tyron Woodley, that was his first real defense. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
and it was
and
like
it was
a really
super
close
razor
fight.
Thin close. It was a great fight. The UFC wants to see it again. I don't think that's racism. You gotta kind of build a little like credibility as a champion.
If the number one contender fights you really, really close, and everyone's like, "Damn, that was a great fight. I'd like to see that again," and you don't drop, you know, you don't murder him, and he drops down to 4 or 5, yeah, a rematch. That's always how it's been in combat sports, boxing's like that.
Yeah, and like John Jones has the credibility because remember John Jones went through and murdered all the great 205
a pregnant
champions.
Woman, didn't he?
He went
right,
through.
Right.
Yeah, he did that.
You
too.
Know, he beat all the Pride guys. He beat all the legends at 205. I mean, like John Jones's run through the UFC is by far the only one that compares to it. Is maybe Fedor in Pride when he's fighting all those juice monkeys forever. That's the two
yeah.
best runs.
Yeah, but well, in terms of the champions, you know, like, so we'll name off a couple of white champions that are not called their shots. McGregor is one of them, but he's got the numbers behind him to
right.
call his thoughts.
Okay, so you answered
Bisping,
your own question.
You know, Bisping kind of was like, you know, handed his first defense. Now, allegedly he didn't ask for that defense, but that's definitely a rematch he's wanted for a while. And he didn't defend shit. And there was way more people for him to fight other than Dan Endo.
Yeah, I think that was more of a present for Henderson than it was
a
get-out-of-jail-free card.
Gold watch
for,
on the way out the door.
Then,
yeah, like here's a title
Boy,
shot that
you know,
won't get you murdered.
Yeah.
With Wonderboy, you know, he lost that fight. Like, not he didn't lose it, it was a draw, but he didn't beat the champ. And the only time I can think of a challenger getting a rematch after, off of a... Was I don't know if it was a loss or a draw, but Machida versus Hua for the second time they fought.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was like a controversial decision that Machida won. It was a draw. In my opinion, Wonderboy had his shot, and he didn't, you know, he didn't really capitalize on it. And there was no controversy, I think.
But it was
than,
a good
know,
fight,
the,
and it was close, right?
It was close, but I thought it was definitely 3 rounds to 2 and possibly 2 10-8 rounds.
They should have did Lawler.
Let me ask you something. Who did Matt Serra have to fight after he beat GSP?
Oh, yeah, good question. I'll look at him.
I thought it was scheduled to fight Hughes. Something happened.
He fought GSP, right? He fought GSP. He had to fucking run it back.
Yeah, but that wasn't the initial fight that he was.
I don't know that. I don't know that. I have to look it up. We have like 2 stats people here that are not doing anything.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, no, you're not stacking.
He did fight Matt Hughes next. And he lost.
No.
What are you asking?
Matt Serra. after he beat GSP, the first fight?
Yes, Matt Hughes lost.
I'm on Pornhub, and I don't see anything about it.
Oh, I guess you're right. You might want to go to the BBW section for that on Pornhub. But
I'm even when I look things up, I get yelled at. And I'm right.
You are right. You are correct.
He lost his belt. He lost his belt to GSP. I thought he lost it against. Oh, he was fighting a non-title fight.
Okay, let me just say this. Are you saying it's racist?
That
it's racism?
No.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just wondering.
I mean, the greatest champion of all time in the UFC was black, Anderson Silva. John Jones, black. Dennis, Dimitri Mighty Mouse Johnson, black. I mean, like, to sit there and call it racism is ridiculous. Is he being disrespected?
Daniel Cormier.
It's just like...
Black?
Just, black.
Shirley Hemphill.
Black. Is he black?
Sherman Hemsley. Black.
I think the UFC certainly wants Wonderboy in that
That's different than saying racism. Are you saying they want a white guy? Are you saying they want a white guy?
Yeah, I think a nice white Christian kind of karate fighter.
They didn't like Weidman though when he was the champ
because he always got hurt.
But he's like Christian all American, and they didn't like back him either.
He's boring.
That's what I mean, but. I guess Wonder People. What do they do to not like him back him up? Weidman.
And thanks for calling in, dude.
I guess people do like Wonder People.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Suck it.
Thanks for supporting us.
Don't you guys think Robbie Lawler's two fights before that were better and like closer matches than that fight though? Like he should have fought Carlos Condit again or what's the young kid, Rory McDonald.
That McDonald fucking Lawler fight was one of the few fights I watch just about every MMA fight, UFC fight that there is. For years and years and years, that was the one fight only where it was going into that last round, and I'm just like, stop punching each other.
Yeah, their faces
kick each other's bodies, but I couldn't watch another.
Remember that like side shot? They had no noses.
Both of their faces were dented.
Really gross.
They looked like that when McDonald's had that half moon guy. Remember Mac Tonight? They both had dent like they had Jay Leno chins all of a sudden.
Do we need more calls?
Sam's really interested in smashed-in faces.
He throws his phone and comes back into the convo.
He's like, I wasn't listening.
Please, somebody call us. I'm so sick of talking to the 11 people that are in the room.
Calls, are you on? You're on with Punch Drunk. You're here with Steve Renzisi. Do you like books?
I love books.
Oh, that sounds sexy, hot and creepy right there. I love books.
Yeah, I love books. I'm just here to confirm the Lady Gaga satanic stuff.
Oh, talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Did you just text someone to call?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
This collusion, I smell it.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Talk
no,
to me.
I work for the CIA. I'm Agent Butterstick.
What?
I'm sure
I work
that's
for the
your CIA.
I'm Agent Butterstick.
Okay. Agent Butterstick,
go on. We want to hear more Agent Butterstick.
Yeah, we've been researching Marina Abramovic, and she's directly tied to Lady Gaga.
Thank you.
Lady
Who is
Gaga
she?
Went
Hold
on Jimmy
on.
Kimmel and admitted that she was praying to Lucifer.
Yes.
On YouTube.
Yes. Yes.
Do your homework, Jason. What are you doing?
Sam, what do you Google at night? Like, how does this even happen?
I don't Google. I just informed people let me know.
But if someone told me that, I'd be like, not interested, not going to look into
this.
Yeah,
because you just want, I don't know, you just like marathons. That's what you're into.
All she's into is the Diaz brothers.
Yes.
She doesn't care about anything else.
No, I love pop culture, but this is weird.
How do you pronounce the Satanist name?
It's Marina Abramovic.
She's an artist?
She's a quote-unquote artist who's in the Satan. She's 70. She looks 40, bro. And that's what you get when you steal fucking life forces.
When you eat souls for dinner, Steve.
When you're eating fresh baby every night, you're going to have a beautiful,
By the way,
beautiful complexion.
What's your name, dude? Agent Butter? You just got nominated for Caller of the Year.
He's done nothing.
I think I won the award, really.
You're in.
Early in February.
All he did was respond to Sam's text. Hey, call in and say you're
like,
Butterfield.
I got your back.
I told you Butterfield.
Just
not
say,
Butterworth.
Yes, Lady Gaga ate babies and we'll be cool.
At 5 o'clock, we're going to be doing a JRE 9/11 recap with Eddie Bravo. So if you want to tune into that a little later, we should do it. Thanks for calling in. One of the callers of the years.
Yeah, you'll catch me on Tinfoil Hat the next episode.
Yes! Everyone go listen to that podcast.
Yes!
This is a conspiracy.
I know.
Who's next? We got another call. Do you guys want to go talk
about... Is this another one of your minions? Like,
no.
What is happening?
No minions, bro. Just truth. I'm sorry.
Is this a Miley Cyrus Big Tooth fan as well? I also love Big Teeth and a bit of cuckoo in them.
And who doesn't love dropping dick into black assholes in Atlanta while you watch the Super Bowl?
I can't get enough of pigtails.
I know. I want to squirt all over Big Teeth. And,
guys, call in. We're taking your calls. We're talking Satanism,
clean.
UFC, books,
clean
you
stuff.
Name it. Call in 323-282-7424.
I got this. I heard a great bag of bets that I want to put into the bag of bets, which is my buddy hit me up before the game. We're talking, and the Giants are in the Super Bowl. The Yankees are in the World Series. All your friends hit you up.
Yeah.
Even if their teams are out, they're like, hey, man, good luck. I'll be thinking about you, blah, blah. So I'm talking to a lot of people. My buddy from Chicago calls me. He goes, I've got the best bag of bets for next year for this. And I go, what is it? Loser cannot watch the Super Bowl next year.
Can we put if unless our team's in it?
No, that'd be even better if the team's in it.
No, I can't agree to that one. If the Raiders are going, I'm watching the game.
Well, I mean, yeah. You mean you're not going to pay off a bag of bets? Of course.
Oh, come on,
of course.
Tebow. Come on, Tebow. I've paid off my bag of bets. Don't even open this, okay?
The shirt? You paid off the shirt?
I did.
When?
I did.
When?
I did. I wore it on stage. There are pictures of it. You remember when you told everybody, put that everywhere? Do you remember that day?
You said.
You still haven't walked in drag down Santa Monica Boulevard.
We said on this show. You said on this show. I'll even bag of bets this that you said on this show. I will pay this bet off, and then you have to do your
I did,
walk.
Tebow. You told everybody to put the picture everywhere.
You want a bag of bets that?
Do you remember that? I did pay it off.
Well, that's what I thought. You paid it off. Then I find out that all you talked about was the shirt.
Oh, you're crazy. Oh, no, you're crazy. Can we take that call, please? Can we take that call? The call's gone. You ran off the fucking call.
Oh, no.
You don't like confrontation.
What a disappointment.
Has Ari bleached his asshole yet?
No.
Ran away first.
That's why he ran.
He might have. He has a Hitler mustache with, like, kids on Twitter.
Children. Yeah. He's taking pictures and a
Hitler. That should be a special.
That was the funniest.
You got to do that live in studio. Because
it's the funniest picture.
Oh, Aaron already wants us to do it live in studio.
We're doing it exclusively.
We're doing it live in here.
I mean, you've seen it. I've seen it. It's going to be, when chemicals are applied to what is there, it's going to be newsworthy events.
I think it's
going
to be like one of those like sixth grader like science experiments. It looks like a volcano, and then you put a drop of something, and it just starts.
You put peroxide in an open wound, and everything poison just comes out.
Mentos
imagine you
soda?
Had a thousand open wounds
like that
hanging
too.
Out together. Yeah.
When you put Mentos in soda.
Him.
Yeah, I hope it burns them.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it burns off every bad barnacle on the ship.
What if it helped and he was, like, all his problems?
That's
all
what I
gotta say is, like, that guy, he needs those rings of that, those assholes cleaned up because it is just mud flaps.
Well, those are his years, like, inside of a tree. It tells you how old he is.
Yes.
He gets an ass ring every year.
Yes.
How he counts his birthdays.
Here's how you would beat the system of not being able to watch Super Bowl. You go, I'm going to DVR it. I am going to watch 5 episodes of Homeland or something, and I'm off the grid, and then I'm going to start the suit. When it's over, I'm going to press play, and I'm going to pretend it's 3 p.m.
Oh, so that's kind of a shitty bet, though.
I mean, it's not a good bet.
Because it's like all you're doing is putting pause for 5 hours of your life.
We got a call.
But then, exactly. But that would be a rough, especially if your team is in it, and you got to wait longer. You know how long Sunday morning felt to me?
Feeling like Sunday morning.
It felt like time was moving backwards.
Yeah, but if you didn't care, if it was the Packers.
Hey.
You're
on Punch Drunk.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you, man? Hey. This sounds like a
Hey, man. Hey, want to say I love the show. I have a really important question for Sam.
Oh, no. Yes. I'd
hey,
love
Sam.
It. Yes.
Hey, next time you come to Seattle, would you shut down my throat? Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
That was great.
That was... I might throw him up for
Did
coffee.
Did you text him too?
Yeah.
Because
how
next
many
time
people do you have in that Rolodex over there?
Shit down my throat. It's like he didn't even leave his name, so how can you even do it? That's
Is he
so
gone already?
Stupid.
Hey, next call.
Sleepless in Seattle. Get back here.
Good luck following that.
Next
call
time,
of the year.
Next time you come to Seattle, will you drive 4 hours north and shit down my throat?
Yeah. Yes. Hey.
What's going on, boy?
Oh, it's cousin Jeb.
Yeah.
Jeb, do you read books?
Yeah.
You know the answer to that.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to know. Fuck Tom Brady, first of all.
Thank you.
And fuck that Super Bowl.
But I'm wanting to see how to cash in on these two bitches that said they was going to suck a dick off, you know, if the Patriots won. And I've studied up on my Patriots facts and stuff, too. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, there's two porn stars said if...
Carmen Valentine, and I think the other one, her little Instagram
Lauren
name's
something.
Like Lauren this Fill Me Up or
blonde,
some shit like that.
Lena Paul? No, Laura something, this gorgeous redhead with the biggest tits in the world.
Biggest tits?
Hey.
I'm sorry, you got a little quiet. Was the biggest tits you said?
Hey, this the world. Is the Christian hour, cousin
This
Jeff.
Is the pantomime filthy thing Christian hour.
Just because we mouth it doesn't mean it doesn't count.
You act out so the audience at home is listening no. can't hear it. What is the problem?
He censored the word biggest.
I know. She's got the tits. Fucking tits I've ever seen.
Man, these are... Schnockers.
And she's got the tightest little clam that you ever ripped into. What a tight little bar.
Oh,
she's got a stinky pussy, though. Big time. Big time.
Really stinky puss.
Where are they doing this BJ extravaganza?
Yeah, now, what? Wait, these two girls say if the Patriots win, they'll suck every dick in the world
yeah,
or something?
That's literally what they said.
Like, just hit me up and I'll blow anybody?
They're going to do a blow bang somewhere and everybody could show up.
Anybody.
It usually just ends up being 30 people in a warehouse that used to be a Costco, Tebow. But
yeah.
Not speaking from experience at all, but get your numbers early.
50 cousin Jebs show up.
Yeah. Come with an AIDS
and
test.
I've been wearing my crucifix
Her
around my neck
even
too,
that
boys.
Big.
You know, try to
They're
give me
huge.
Maybe some extra luck. You know, if, you know, I don't know. Hell, I'm can't get no worse. You know, fuck it. I just throwed it on. It's fake gold, though.
Okay, what is their names?
Carmen Valentina and Lauren Phillips.
Lauren Phillips is like a 6'3" Amazon of.
So yeah, Jeb, have you tried to hit him up?
Well, I did on Instagram, but I didn't get a response.
I find that odd.
Yeah, weird. They claim they would suck
well,
anyone's
dick. Well, I'm sure
dick.
They've had a flux of, you know, horny dudes hitting them up, you know, because, I mean, you can't just put on public that you're going to suck a dick off if somebody wins and, you know, all you got to know is those facts about it. I mean,
they didn't specify how many blowjobs they would give.
That's
okay.
Well,
they
had
two strangers, so maybe they're
much,
at their limit.
How much I got hit up on Saturday and Sunday alone?
For blowjobs?
Just for the Falcons, just for the Super Bowl. How much do you think they got hit up after this? I mean, they'll get to your message. They probably have three or four ahead of you, though.
Do you think that they were disappointed in the first half? They're like, oh, we're not going to suck anyone.
The only reason
they're probably thankful.
Hillary to win is I wanted to see Madonna have to suck everybody who voted for Hillary's dick. I just wanted to see that and just see her like nine dicks in, just disappointed with her life decisions. And
most people, I think, would be backing off that line too. I think after one or two, she's probably not going to give her all. I don't know if her all was that good.
Yeah,
I think she's pretty used to being serviced.
She's going
to
start keeding it so people quit.
Yeah,
she thanks for calling in, Jeb, for the Christian Hour. Did we just lose that call?
I think that was our cleanest call ever.
Yeah,
I mean, from him.
Well, you guys were really clean talking about like. Tight clams and
tight clams.
Oh, I
no,
see
no, we didn't say that. And don't get filthy on the mic. We just pantomimed the tight part and said the clam part.
We're just talking about clams. Really, really.
Guys, this episode has been
I think we might get
amazing.
Kicked off the network today.
We built the network. How can we get kicked out of only Punch Drunk builds a house and then gets asked
I
to move?
I know it's like he loves it, but he hates it.
Guys, what the hell?
I think my podcast just got removed too.
No, yours is going to be so clean, right?
Are you going to play?
Has
like,
anyone
classical
been filthy
music?
Yet?
Some people have. Yeah.
You should play classical music behind it.
Oh my
you need
god!
A fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be intro.
Yeah.
You need a fireplace
no, whole,
and a pipe.
No, the
and a
whole
smoking
time
jacket.
Is ambiance, like background music.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Can we get one of those little fake fireplaces in the background?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you can say a lot of like. Hello, boys.
You should have a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Pipe hanging out of my mouth the whole time?
Today on
with
the
weed
episode.
In it.
I got some ideas I'll pitch you real quick.
All right, let's end the show strong with some pitched ideas.
Steve, you know one thing you like, money.
Money,
who doesn't?
Yep.
I like money.
I'm a big fan
so,
of money.
Here goes some of my ideas to help Steve.
Okay.
What does that say there?
Yeah,
it
what's that second
ideas
word?
To
rip off with the back cap.
Yeah,
backwards.
You guys can read that however you want. It's just my business plan. This
I'm kind of looking at it. All right, well,
business
I might
model.
Say rip off.
Number one, have idea. That's great. Number two, go over it with Steve.
Okay.
Number three, have the finances part of it. And number four, implement.
Okay.
Implement.
Implement.
Okay. Fat euthanasia camp. Boom. For kids and wives.
So,
Fat camp. Euthanasia camp. Come by now.
Are you talking about young kids in Asia?
No. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
You're talking about the band Asia. You want to get fat kids to
and there's
the band
the
Asia
key right there. It's
have
for
concerts?
But don't forget about that's where you make some money too. Kids and wives.
Okay, so
let's say your wife's starting to look like Lady Gaga, like she's eating too many babies this week.
Mm-hmm.
Fat euthanasia camp.
Okay.
Put all the fatties to sleep. You get it.
You get
that's
it.
Cash money.
Okay.
Here's another great one. I saw my buddy, he's a little kid, had a Falcons jersey on. I'm like, who else needs, you know, racist kids need clothes? KK kids clothing.
Oh,
special clothing for KKK kids.
Little Grand Wizard hat. Look how adorable this race hater is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not racist. Nobody on this show promotes racism, but
if you have that special
racist
in your
obviously
life,
have kids.
Yeah,
let's get them some little hateful clothing.
All right.
We've already gone over that one. Tax kid dermy. It's like taxidermy for kids. Let's say you lose little Billy to, you know, spina bifida, but you want to keep him around for a long time. You can have him stuffed and mounted and sitting in the corner. He's always doing his homework for eternity. Oh, little Billy. Look at little Billy read forever.
Ari already showed us that dead baby's website.
Oh,
remember?
My
God. Oh, that's right.
It was horrible. It was
that
called, like,
right.
Little Angels or something, and it was really...
Yeah, who told
it was
Duncan?
Babies that were born that are dead, and you can keep them. It was so scary. Yeah, Duncan told Ari about...
In a jar?
No, like, they look like dolls. They looked like really
and
creepy
I'm the
dead
asshole
baby
because I
dolls.
Think Lady Gaga eats babies.
You no. Guys
are... Hey, I can't believe there's a real
that
website.
That kind of makes
sense. I mean, I remember like, seeing it.
They're sad their little angel died, so they look at her every day. That's better than calling... Lady Gaga baby eater.
You're a weird chick, man.
I'm just thinking about like moving the kid. Like one time he's like playing on the ground, and then he's sitting there eating with you guys.
Yeah, right.
Are you so upset your idea's already taken?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think that's exactly the idea. I'm talking about older kids, like, you know,
yeah,
maybe 15.
Yeah, this was just 15. Like babies that didn't make it through the birthing process.
Maybe say your high school kid kills himself with a shotgun, stuff all that stuff back into his head, you know, staple gun, and then there he is.
You're
shooting.
Talking about a lot of staples, though.
There's little that's Timmy shooting free throws in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. And the best part is they're not going to grow, so you only have to do a one-time stuffing.
And you don't got to keep buying them clothes and these sneakers because these kids are growing so fast. Mm-mm. Well, it sounds like you're in. All I need is 50 grand. That gets us into the money guy. And
I'm
then
glad
we
saved this
numbers.
Idea for the clean hour because this is family-friendly for families out there who have kids living and dead children.
This may have been our cleanest show ever.
I'm pretty proud of what we did here.
It was really good.
I think we really knocked it out of the park.
We recapped the Super Bowl like no other sports show could have. We covered the prostitutes, the strippers angle.
By the way, nobody gets in trouble for hookers anymore. I think they just woke up like, we got to get these guys hookers.
They're tougher now to get there. Did you hear that woman, the flight attendant that found that one on the plane? They were like, hey, you have a problem right now? Go to the bathroom and write down yes or no. She was being sent there like, you know.
She's
being forced there, like human sex trafficking.
That's a good flight attendant spotting that.
Yeah. So,
and then what they
or
do
bad if you're in the human trafficking business. Like, you got to step your game up now.
I mean, just trying to get some horny guys off, trying to help them out. Now I'm an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I got to start trafficking humans.
She could have been Lady Gaga's main meal.
Yeah.
And now she's upset.
They're probably sending her the sacrifice. Guys, great
podcast. That's how you
podcast.
Tell. Because it's always
everything.
A hot kid.
Tebow, final thoughts.
Go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That saves you 15% on some delicious coffee. I hung out with Tate all week, and that's why I'm bruised. And as always, go to PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.com. Click the Amazon link, and that helps us out. You got to do shopping anyway. Valentine's Day is coming up. If you're going to do some shopping anyway, go to PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.com. Click the Amazon link. That helps us out. And allcomedytshirts.com. Go there. Buy the merch. Consider it sucked. Thank you, everybody.
All right, guys. Steve, good luck with your podcast. We love you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming on.